Hi, this is Larry King. When it comes to taking care of your heart, tough habits can be hard to break, but fortunately, there are some healthy habits that are easy to start, like drinking Welch's 100% grape juice every day. That same delicious grape juice you grew up with actually helps promote a healthy heart. Made from Welch's own Concord grapes, Welch's grape juice is full of natural antioxidants. And with no added sugar, no fat, and no cholesterol, it's certified by the American Heart Association. Isn't it nice to know there are some healthy habits that make life even more delicious?
If you're in sales and aren't using WebEx, you could be losing money. Big money. With WebEx, the leader in web meetings, you get the interactivity of face-to-face meetings without the hassle and expense of flying or driving. And because WebEx meetings are so convenient, you'll make more sales presentations, which means bigger commissions for you. Go to WebEx.com for a 14-day free trial to see how powerful a WebEx sales meeting can be. Be where you need to be with WebEx meetings. Get started with a 14-day free trial. That's WebEx.com.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the home of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. Kerry again blast Bush on Iraq. In last night's debate, John Kerry said George W. Bush made a colossal mistake by invading Iraq. He followed up on that today, telling supporters in Florida, Bush is wrong to suggest that Kerry would abandon the war in Iraq. Kerry says he's not talking about wilting and wavering, he's talking about winning and getting the job done right. Kerry also criticized Bush again on other issues.
This is the president who created a tax gap by providing a tax cut to the wealthiest Americans instead of investing in homeland security in the United States. Let's get real.
One of John Kerry's Democratic colleagues in the Senate says bring on the next two debates. Democrats pretty happy with his performance last night. Senator John Brough of Louisiana says Kerry had a very good night. Vermont Senator Patrick Leahy says Bush quickly ran out of one-liners from Karl Rove. In his debate against Kerry, Jack Reed of Rhode Island says the president looked very uncomfortable answering questions, which doesn't bode well since the next debate is a town hall-style format. A campaign spokeswoman says Bush knew he would be on camera during the entire debate. She says Bush's facial expression show he, quote, reacted honestly. Instant polls after the debate favored Kerry by a wide margin. The CIA today examining an audio tape supposedly made by Osama bin Laden's top deputy. A U.S. official says the CIA is aware of the tape, which calls for attacks on U.S. and British interests. The tape broadcast on Al Jazeera TV a day after the U.S. war on terror and the search for bin Laden were key topics at the debate. The voice sounded like the one in past recordings of Ayman al-Zawahiri, but it sounded generally more upbeat than previous tapes believed to be from him. It also made an unusual reference to the possibility that al-Qaeda's top leaders are not invincible. Addressing Muslim youth, the speaker said, quote, if we die or are detained, continue the path. An Iraqi official now says more than 100 insurgents and at least one American have been killed in the battle for the Iraqi insurgent stronghold of Samarra. The official says 36 other insurgents have been captured, including members of Saddam Hussein's regime. Secretary of State Colin Powell says today he regrets last year's declaration to the United Nations that Saddam Hussein had stockpiles of weapons of mass destruction. That claim yet to be proven. Powell says it was based on incorrect intelligence. He says, quote, there are indications we had bad sourcing that we should have caught. Powell says he's disappointed. He regrets the information wasn't as correct, but the secretary defending most of his presentation in February of 2003 when he made the case for invading Iraq. And he continues to insist the world will be safer with Saddam Hussein out of power in Iraq. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
W stands for wrong.
Too many OBGYNs aren't able to practice their love with women all across this country.
We couldn't have said it better ourselves. SeeYaGeorge.com. SeeYaGeorge.com, the original Texas-based anti-Bush political store offering scandalous, stimulating sentiments about our country's commander-in-chief. Tons of outrageous political statements starting at 99 cents. T-shirts starting at $8.95. Magnets, buttons, and even the W pinata at SeeYaGeorge.com. Our Race to the Pole sale is going on right now. Want to save some money? money? Type in coupon code ABB during your checkout and save 20% off any internet order. SeeYouGeorge.com is the heart and soul of all that is anti-Bush.
If this were a dictatorship, it'd be a heck of a lot easier, just so long as I'm the dictator.
Don't have a computer? Call for our full caller catalog at 866-332-9833. That's 866-332-9833. So let the folks at SeeYouGeorge.com help you show your political colors in an outrageous way. Just click or call SeeYouGeorge.com, where the left has never been so right.
Is your credit holding you back? Are you getting the interest rates you deserve? Is your credit report accurate? There is a way to find out, instantly and online. Just log on to freecreditreport.com. At freecreditreport.com, you can get unlimited access to your credit report and receive daily email alerts if key changes occur. Log on today to freecreditreport.com. Find out how you can get your credit report free at freecreditreport.com.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
I am 39 years old. I've been slowly balding over the last 10 years. Thanks to Avacor, my hair is coming back and I couldn't be more excited.
The best product that I've tried.
Avacor is the product of the 21st century.
If you're losing your hair and haven't tried Avacor yet, how about a free month supply? We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Avacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair.
Call 800-662-8168 for your risk-free trial of Avacor. Call now, 800-662-8168. That's 800-662-8168. And remember, all of today's orders will receive an additional month's supply of Avacor absolutely free. Call 800-662-8168.
Hi, this is Steve Earle. Please join me this and every Sunday evening when my guests and I talk about music, politics, and the world. We get to know our guests through not only their ideas, but through their favorite music.
This week on The Revolution Starts Now, my guest is Al Franken. I wonder what he'll play.
The show is called The Revolution Starts Now, and you're all invited to join up Sunday evenings on Air America Radio.
The Revolution Starts Now.
Good evening, Truth Seekers. Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thank you very much for joining us. I feel a little today like you used to when you go to a party. Have a good time, then the next morning you wake up and go, oh, God, man, I feel awful. Oh, what a hangover. I got some of that today. I really did. Because it occurred to me that what happened last night was not the election. What happened last night was a Q&A session conducted with a fair amount of adroitness by Jim Lehrer, a Q&A session for both Kerry and Too Stupid to Be President. But still, it was a good night. But it did take some thinking for just a moment that was not the election. We still have an awful lot of work to do to get rid of the Bush crime family. We're going to talk about that, but before we get to it, Fox News apologized today for posting phony quotes from Kerry on its website. Now, this is a news. They say all kinds of parody sites around the internet where you can go do all kinds of hell. You can post phony quotes from any member of the Bush crime family, the Kerry, Al Gore, Bill Clinton. They're called parody sites. Fox News is supposed to be a news site. I know. The operative word there is supposed to. Oh, that's two words. Carl Cameron. Very, very strange-looking man on camera. Isn't he? He's a reporter. He's a news reporter who has been assigned to cover the Kerry campaign. This guy is, if he ever gets engaged or gets married, it'll probably be to Candy Crowley. If he's not already married or not of the marrying women persuasion. I don't know. But Carl Cameron has a very lean and hungry look, doesn't he? Kind of like Cassius right before they plunged the dagger into Julius Caesar. Young Cassius hath a lean and hungry look. He wrote an item that looked like a news story with made-up Kerry quotes. That's according to a Fox spokesman posted at their website. The phony item read in part, quote, rallying supporters in Tampa Friday, Kerry played up his performance in Thursday night's debate, in which many observers agreed the Massachusetts senator outperformed the president. Didn't my nails and cuticles look great? What a good debate, Kerry said Friday. With the foreign policy debate in the history books, Kerry hopes to keep the pressure on and the sense of traction going. Aides say he will step up attacks on the president in the next few days and pivot somewhat to the domestic agenda with a focus on women and abortion rights. It's about the Supreme Court. Women should like me. I do manicures, Kerry said. The item also quoted Kerry as saying of himself and President Bush, I'm metrosexual. He's a cowboy. This is supposed to be a news channel. All right, I know I'm making a big to-do about nothing. This is one of those throwaway items because, as most thinking adults know, Fox is to news what Colonel Sanders is to chickens, or was to chickens. After withdrawing the item, Fox posted a statement on its website. The statement said, we regret the error, which occurred because of fatigue and bad judgment, not malice. Now, wait a second. Cameron Crowe, or Carl Cameron, whatever the hell his name is, he's fatigued. The spin on Bush was he came across like a little tyrant last night because he was fatigued. Everybody's tired. Kerry's not tired. I'm not tired. Are you tired, Truth Seeker? Now, is Carl Cameron a newbie to the news business? Well, not really. He's been with the faux news channel since 1996. Oh, well. Did you all see the statement by United States Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia? Who, if he could figure out a way to slide a shiv between the ribs of Rehnquist, he would do it so that he could become Chief Justice. Did you see the statement he made? He thinks Americans ought to be having more orgies. No, this is not a false story. He was addressing a group at where? Harvard, I think. Yeah, Harvard. Here's what the Guardian of London, here's how they report it, because you won't see this on in American media. Challenged about his views on sexual morality, Justice Scalia surprised his audience at Harvard University, telling them, I even take the position that sexual orgies eliminate social tensions and ought to be encouraged. He offered no clue as to what sort of logic was behind this claim that orgies eliminate social tensions. I would think they would increase them. Wouldn't you think? Orgies? Now, it brings to my mind what Too Stupid to Be President meant then when he promised to appoint more judges like Scalia to the court. Scalia is one of the judges, of course, in favor of overturning Roe v. Wade. He is virulently anti-homosexual. He's one of the Opus Dei Catholics, like the Passion of Christ guy, Mel Gibson. Real sicko. See, ultimately, the clash is going to be between the Protestant fundamentalists and the Christian or the Catholic fundamentalists, and they will have at each other with knives and swords and bludgeons. Huh? Just take a look at European history. Hell, take a look at Northern Ireland. Take a look at England. Henry VIII. Scalia wants more orgies. Oh, my God. Hey, Fat Tony, what are you talking about, man? What do you mean more orgies, man? Hey, what? Yeah. There was, according to The Guardian, somebody was in the audience when Scalia was talking about gays. It says here, one audience member also asked the judge whether you have any gay friends. Asked the question, do you have any gay friends? And if not, would you like to be my friend? Yeah, Antonin Scalia. The two women who were freed, the two Italian women who were held hostage by the terrorists in Iraq. And see, anyone who holds people hostage, I'm sorry, to me that's a terrorist. I don't care who it is. If it's our people, that's why I consider Ashcroft to be a terrorist. Because he held hundreds, and still is. Nobody knows who, where, how, why, whether. Anyone who holds people extra legally, anyone who incarcerates someone, charges them with nonsense, and threatens to kill them, that's a terrorist. So that's why I call them terrorists. But if you remember the two Italian women, Simona Pari and Simona Toretta, they call them the two Simonas in Italy. One of them, Simona Toretta, said that guerrillas in Iraq were right to fight U.S.-led forces and the U.S.'s puppet government, her words, puppet government. She also called on the Italian government to withdraw the troops it sent to Iraq to support its U.S. allies. She, in an article published in the Corriere della Sera, she said, as a newspaper, she said, "I said it before the kidnapping and I repeat it today, you have to distinguish between terrorism and resistance. The guerrilla war is justified. I am against the kidnapping of civilians, however." Now, she and her colleague, the other Simona, both 29, were freed earlier this week, 3 weeks after being snatched from their Baghdad office. Berlusconi brushed aside reports that the Italian government paid a ransom of up to $1 million. And Simona said, "If a ransom was paid, I'm very sorry, but I know nothing about it. I believe the kidnappers were a very political, religious group, and that in the end they were convinced that we were not enemies." But in describing the administration of this puppet in Iraq, Alawi, and we got something else about him a little bit later here, she called him his government a puppet government in the hands of Americans. "During my days in detention, I came to the conclusion it would take decades to put Iraq back on its feet." She said she wants to return to Iraq and continue doing what she was doing, but she wouldn't do so as long as U.S. troops were there. She said, "I've got to wait until the end of the U.S. occupation." Now, I know a lot of people say, well, she's suffering from Stockholm Syndrome. That's all. She got kidnapped, and after 3 weeks in captivity, she's adopted the attitude of her captors. Okay, except for one thing. Before the kidnapping, she had the same point of view. Uh-oh, well, there's a little wrinkle. Well, maybe Carl Cameron at Fox News can post something on the Fox News website about that. What do you think, Drew Seeger, huh? Quick break. We'll be back. This is Air America Radio. I'm Mike Malloy. I'm afraid of America. I'm afraid of the world. I'm afraid I can't help it. I'm afraid I can't. I'm afraid of America. I'm afraid of the world. I'm afraid I can't help it. I'm afraid I can't. I'm afraid of Americans.
From 1996 to the year 2000, wages for almost all workers rose steadily and faster than the inflation rate. That hadn't happened since the long period of broadly shared income growth from 1947 to 1974. But here's a reality check. Since the year 2000, average family incomes have stopped growing. Total compensation levels are just slightly higher than they were 15 years ago. Even though today's workers are more likely to have attained a better education than their parents, many are paid about the same income. For example, a substantial portion of men who have a few years of college education will earn less than their fathers did. The solution to restore badly shared income growth is to return to policies that worked in the past. At the Century Foundation, we have ideas for enabling all workers to see their incomes grow faster than the cost of living. When we know the facts, we can find real solutions. Get informed. Visit the Century Foundation online at www.centuryfoundation.org. That's www.centuryfoundation.org.
Did you know there's an affordable way to renovate your kitchen without major construction? With cabinet refacing from Sears, you can transform your kitchen without the cost, time, or mess of totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call 1-800-448-6600 for a free design consultation. Call right now and save $600 on select styles. With Sears Cabinet Refacing, your kitchen can look brand new again in about 4 to 6 days. You'll choose from hundreds of decorator styles. Products and services are provided by Bill Ray, a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So don't replace your cabinets, just reface them. Call Sears at 1-800-448-6600 and save $600 on select styles. Offer ends October 31st. Not available in all areas. Ask your consultant for offer details and written warranty. Call now for cabinet refacing from Sears. 1-800-448-6600. That's 1-800-448-6600.
Are you tired of domestic and foreign policies being put in place with no thought to the average American? You even know people that support these policies. These people suffer from a medical condition that we commonly call head-up-your-ass-itis. As truth-telling Democrats, it is now time to show some compassion to these people. We have the perfect gift idea for them. We created unisex boxers with a unique opening in the backside to accommodate their head and make head-up-your-ass-itis a little more bearable. These garments were designed for ultimate comfort, and they come in three flattering styles: crew neck, turtleneck, and the ever-popular V. Go to www.gigglinggeese.com and see for yourself. You will also receive a gift box, card, and informational pamphlet outlining the symptoms and possible treatment. Send a pair to your friends, coworkers, boss, or any other misguided Republican you know. These are fun gifts for birthdays, the holidays, or any other occasion. Help us support Air America and order yours today at www.gigglinggeese.com.
Hi, Orkin Man here with a pest control secret. You know, people aren't the only ones who flock to the water this time of year. Millions of ants do, too. So it's common to find them near dishwashers and kitchen sinks. If you spot a few strolling along your kitchen counter with beach umbrellas and little teeny tiny flip-flops, you're not the only one. To end this pool party, call me at Orkin. We've been helping to protect homes for over 100 years. Well, this is the Orkin Man saying, if it bugs you, bug me at 1-800-ORKINMAN.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's in over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
Past the hour. Coming up, your phone calls. I want to hear what you feel now, 24 hours after the Q&A session last night that exposed George Bush to be the incompetent idiot. I'm sorry. You know, if the shoe fits, wear it, right? An incompetent idiot. He should be fired. He has screwed up everything that a president of the United States is supposed to do. Everything. And again, as I do every night, although I don't mention every night, I invite any Republican to call in and tell me one thing that concerns governance from the Oval Office that Bush has not screwed up. Just one thing. Anyway, we're going to come to your calls here and see what you feel about it now that we've had a 24-hour cycle since the Q&A session last night. A couple more items here before we come to your calls. George Bush has endorsed a proposed bill working its way through the Congress that would make it legal, for our intelligence people to deport individuals to countries known to use torture to extract information. Jesus, that's what we have become. Do you understand that? That's what we have become. Now, who are those countries? Well, Egypt, Syria, Israel, Pakistan. I would assume Honduras. Where else? Some of those stands that used to be part of the Soviet Union. Now, before you call in and bitch me out about putting Israel in there, I would say get real. Just get real, okay? Israel, Israel's intelligence division, it's when they want information, they will do the same thing. They will do it. And you can make an argument that they have to. I don't care. Make the argument. Just don't make it with me. The part that I'm talking about is Bush has endorsed a proposed bill that will make it legal to deport people specifically to countries that do torture in order to torture people. How about that? And get the name of the act. It's called the 911 Recommendations Implementation Act. Huh? The 911 Recommendations Implementation Act. And it marks the first time in the history of this republic that a president or a U.S. government has officially scripted its policy where American authorities can get around their own restraints on interrogations by sending people to countries known to employ torture. That's what we have become under Bush. Jesus. Ah, calm down. Malawi. The Washington Post yesterday had an article that talked about Bush and, well, the U.S. government. That's the Bush crime family, and a representative of Bush's reelection campaign sat down with this punkish, murderous interim prime minister of Iraq, Iyad Alawi. They sat down with him prior to his speech before Congress last week and told him what to say. Now, that's not a surprise to you, Truth Seeker, I know. And it comes with very little surprise to me, too. Dianne Feinstein, Democratic Senator, California, sent a letter to Bush yesterday that said, quote, to learn that his speech was not an independent view, but one that was massaged by your campaign operatives, jaundices the speech and reduces the credibility of his remarks. I hope that you'll let me know whether these claims are accurate. The claims made by the Washington Post. Well, Senator Feinstein, why do the Democrats have to say things like jaundices the speech and reduces the credibility of his remarks? Why can't you come out and say, Mr. Bush, your people told the man to lie. You are all liars. You deserve to be run out of office legally and peacefully. But I would like to know, as a United States senator, what gives you the right and your people to sit down and tell this thug what to say? This guy who executes people up close and personal. Huh, George? Nah. I'm a member of a party that just for some reason will not take off the booties and the pink tutu and the gloves and start pounding ass the way the Republicans do. I don't get it, but whatever. The White House had no immediate comment on Feinstein's letter or the article in the Post. Now, just to jog your memory, Alawi assured, when was it? About a week ago, the 23rd, joint session of Congress. He assured the Congress that Iraq would successfully hold elections in January. He appeared alongside Bush in the White House Rose Garden, and he blamed the news media for negative perceptions about his country. Bingo! Blame the news media. Oh, God, that's real. Oh, okay, there's an original thought. Huh? Nobody told him to say that. He went on and on. His remarks about Iraq employed the same theme, same terms, same statements as those made by Bush and other administration officials. So they finally tracked another investigator. Let's have, oh, who did this? Who told him what to say? Well, it turns out to be Dan Senor. You remember that guy, strange-looking, cue ball-looking guy, going bald, shaved his head, glasses, always showed up for the military briefings in Iraq alongside the military officer who was going to give the briefing. Senor, I don't know what the hell he is, Defense Intelligence Agency. He looks like a brown shirt. He looks like a killer. He looks like a Republican who will do exactly what his leader tells him to do. Dan Senor. He was a spokesman for the CPA, Coalition Provisional Authority. But he was a guy, you remember him. He would show up out there with whatever hapless general they would send out. Go out there and tell the press corps all these lies and BS. Tell them how good it's going. If you don't, we're going to cashier you. We're going to take away your pension. We're going to remove a couple of your stars. Get your ass out there and do as you're told. And it was Dan Senor. Senor could not be reached for comment, of course, by Reuters or the Washington Post or anybody else. Of course not. Because they know in 24 hours this will be gone. Nobody will care. Michael Moore has been disinvited from George Mason University in Virginia. He was going to speak there. And 5 days before the presidential election, he was going to get paid $35,000. A Republican state legislator wrote a letter to the university president and said, no, he's not. So the university president said, right, no, he's not. So Michael Moore says, hey, I'm going to go anyway.
Oh, God.
Have I mentioned yet tonight how much I hate these people? Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
I never thought about the problems of this planet at all.
That's Fat Mike from the punk band NoFX and PunkVoter.com.
Well, PunkVoter.com is an organization we started after the 2000 presidential election, and we've been building it for almost 4 years now. We've got a couple hundred bands that all are taking a stand.
Billy Joe from Green Day, The Offspring, and Jane Wheelan from The Go-Go's have also jumped on the bandwagon.
No Doubt have just joined up with us, and the Foo Fighters. I don't want to be another ride. What George Bush is doing, he's dismantling 30 years of environmental law. He's a scary man. He's not a compassionate conservative. He's a religious fundamentalist.
Check out www.punkvoter.com for news items and T-shirts for sale.
The more money we get, the more advertisement we're doing, and the more bands we can get on the road to educate the kids of America on what's going on.
That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is possible thanks to Clif Bar, the energy bar made with organic ingredients by a company committed to sustaining you and the planet. More at CliffBar.com.
A lot of birds winter here. You go out to the wetlands, you have a pretty strong likelihood of seeing a bald eagle.
It's also an important nursery ground for fish.
Crystal Kane and Dr. Michael McCrander are environmentalists. They're helping restore Louisiana's sensitive coastal wetland.
Louisiana has about 40% of the nation's wetlands.
But 80% of the wetland losses have occurred in Louisiana.
Their help is vital to the wetland, to our energy needs, and to the companies they work for. Shell and its affiliates.
As you lose the wetland buffer, you lose your protection. And when you lose your protection, it impacts our country's energy.
If the system goes away, all of our options are gone. Shell understands that.
While the wetland also protects a quarter of the country's energy supply, that's not the only reason these two are here.
It's our backyard.
To find out more, visit shell.com.
Hi, it's Larry King. When did I start being good to my heart? When it was almost too late. After my heart attack. That's when I learned one easy way to be good to my heart is drinking Welch's 100% grape juice every day. Because Welch's is made from antioxidant-rich Concord grapes with no added sugar. So it helps promote healthy arteries, which contribute to healthy blood pressure. So grab a glass of delicious Welch's 100% grape juice and start being good to your heart today.
Are you tired of domestic and foreign policies being put in place with no thought to the average American? You even know people that support these policies. These people suffer from a medical condition that we commonly call head-up-your-ass-itis. As truth-telling Democrats, it is now time to show some compassion to these people. We have the perfect gift idea for them. We created unisex boxers with a unique opening in the backside to accommodate their head and make head-up-your-ass-itis a little more bearable. These garments were designed for ultimate comfort. And they come in three flattering styles, crew neck, turtleneck, and the ever-popular V. Go to www.gigglinggeese.com and see for yourself. You will also receive a gift box, card, and informational pamphlet outlining the symptoms and possible treatment. Send a pair to your friends, coworkers, boss, or any other misguided Republican you know. These are fun gifts for birthdays, the holidays, or any other occasion. Help us support Air America and order yours today at www.gigglinggeese.com.
Well, we're in the home stretch now with the presidential debates underway, and the question remains, do the Democrats have what it takes to win against the filthy, disgusting politics of Karl Rove? I'm Mike Papantonio, and I hope you'll join Bobby Kennedy and me Saturday on Ring of Fire. We'll be looking at what John Kerry has to do to wind up in the Oval Office where he belongs, and we'll talk to two great political thinkers, Ron Suskind and Jim Hightower, about how to salvage our American democracy after 4 years of Bush on Ring of Fire.
Before the hour, let me add an exclamation point to that promo you just heard. Mike Papantonio and
Bobby Kennedy Jr., they have just one hell of a show, Ring of Fire, and it's only on Saturdays, and you can't miss it, especially this week, if they're going to have Jim Hightower on. Dear God, what a group that's going to be. Don't miss it, okay? Ring of Fire. If you're not in the habit of tuning into Air America on the weekends, oh, my God, you don't know what you're missing. And Papantonio's show is, it's right up there, okay? Trust me. You do trust me, don't you? Our senior correspondent, Chris in Minnesota, tells me that the reason the act is called the Recommendations Implementation Act, that's the code for the Send Them Overseas So They Can Be Tortured Act, is so that the Bush crime family can lay the blame at the feet of the 911 commission. They can say, this is what they asked us to do. We're just following the commission's wishes. And by extension, the wishes of the American people. We're not responsible. I didn't know that. Well, see, that's why Chris in Minnesota is our senior correspondent. That's what the Recommendations Implementation Act. The 911 Recommendations Implementation Act. Okay. Well, there you go. And a couple people emailed in, Bob in Miami, about Carl Cameron. He has a wife. She works for Bush. Either in the White House or on the campaign. See the documentary Outfoxed. Yeah, I haven't seen that yet, and I'm in it for 6 seconds. They didn't pay me. 6 seconds, 8 seconds, I don't know. Okay, thanks to the people who filled us in on Carl Cameron's wife. And one last thing. Isn't it interesting that Bush loses the first debate, and as soon as we wake up in the morning, we find out another tape purportedly released by Osama bin Laden's deputy is calling for attacks on U.S. and British interests everywhere? Isn't that, what? You don't think, huh? It was broadcast today by Al Jazeera. And the speaker on the tape supposedly is Ayman al-Zawahiri. That's the Egyptian-born surgeon who is the closest aide to bin Laden. And according to the Associated Press, it was not immediately possible to verify the authenticity of the recording. That doesn't matter. That doesn't matter. Huh? The Al Jazeera producer said the tape was, quote, supposedly received today by the usual means, end quote. Oh, just another coincidence, you paranoid freak, Mike Malloy. Just because Bush loses the first debate and John Kerry cleans the stage with his worthless ass, that doesn't mean that there's any connection between that and another audio videotape released saying, we are going to kill more Americans. Arg. Just coincidence. All right. Enough of this nonsense. Let's get some intelligent conversation in here, okay? John is calling from Ojai, California. John, welcome to the program.
Hello.
Hey, John. I know John's there, but I can't hear him.
Hello.
Oh, there's John. Thank you, John. I can hear you now, John. John, talk to me. Okay, I'm going to put John back on hold, and we'll come back to John in a moment. Our bad, but you got to be paying attention, even when we have bads, okay? Let's try Christian in Toronto, California. Christian, welcome to the program. Yo, Christian. Oh, it's going to be one of those nights, isn't it? Okay. Let's put Christian back on hold. We will try a third call. Let me see. Damn phone company. I could just... Have I mentioned yet tonight how much I hate the phone company? Let's hold on for a second, because I don't want to keep, you know, calling out people's names, and people are saying, I'm here. You want to try it now? All right, let's try it now. Christian is calling from Toronto.
Hey.
Christian, welcome.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you fine.
Oh, wonderful.
sorry about that.
And I just was trying to call in last week because you guys were talking about polls and how polls can be wrong. And I just was dying to tell you about what happened in the most recent Canadian federal election.
Uh-huh.
Just before the election, the Tories were way ahead in the polls, the Conservatives, and what happened was the election was held, and everyone was saying, my God, how could the polls be this wrong? Because the Conservatives were soundly beaten. And so a lot of people came out and said, yeah, well, when the pollsters called us, we lied because we wanted the conservatives to think that they were going to win so that they would become, you know, filled with this hubris and would become sloppy. And that's exactly what happened, and it worked.
Do you think that might be going on in this country?
I know
although
that's
we're not as sporting where concerns our politics as Canadians are. Here, it's a death match. It's become a death match thanks to our Tories, the Republicans.
Well, I know, for instance, like my mother still lives in Florida, and she is a registered Republican, and she stays on top of the Republican communication just so she can receive it and and just fill them with all kind of hubris. I swear you're going to see the same thing. People are going to be saying after this election, how could the polls be this wrong? Because I don't think that people really understand or thinking about the mechanics of it. It's people sometimes just want to just fool the polls. Also, I wanted to tell you a little story about when I used to live in Florida.
Yeah.
About the terrorism that we experienced there, and it's terrorism that you never really hear about anymore, but it's something that really affected our lives. It was, for instance, my father was an obstetrician, and he was totally. I mean, even in the situation where a woman really needed to receive an abortion for health reasons, or if it was a rape case or something like that,
he
was really not up to performing them because he was too afraid of getting pipe bombed.
Because
this was happening in Georgia at the time. And similarly, my mother was a lobbyist, and she was working for liberal groups, and their office building was actually taken over by some NRA wingnuts one day, and hostages were taken because they were trying to get some gun control laws through that year. So people freaked out and went in and held hostages, and this is the terrorism that I experienced living in America.
Yeah, well, it doesn't surprise me. Most of that, probably 90% of it, you'll find here in the South. Occasionally, you find a little bit in the Southwest, and occasionally up in the certain parts of the Northwest, Idaho and Washington State. But here in the South, it's part of the Southern mentality. This is a very dark a place to live, noir, to use the French, place to live. Very, very dark, very Tennessee Williams kind of. Terrorism in the South exists. White Southerners wrote the book on American terrorism. Lynchings, Knight Riders, Ku Klux Klan, religious fanatics, burnings, beheadings, castrations. You never heard of castrations in Maine. You never heard of hanging black folks in Massachusetts.
It's the good old boys, Mike. They're trying to. It's the South trying to rise again.
I know.
I got one more thing for you, man. I was so freaked out when I saw this. I got my overseas ballot in the mail.
Yeah.
And Florida is actually only written on the ballot a few times, like one time. And in the bit where you're supposed to vote for the minimum wage amendment, Florida is spelled wrong. It's spelled FLCRIDA. This is like you can't even spell your own state right on a ballot.
That's crazy. Thanks, Christian. Appreciate your call. You have a nice weekend. All right. Now, I know. The Civil War riots that occurred up north. So and blacks were hanged from the nearest lamppost. I understand. I saw the movie, too, Gangs of New York. And know it to be an historical fact. But you know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about just for the sheer hell of it. Hey, let's go lynch us a couple of niggers tonight. You want to do that? Yeah. And I do know Indiana Klan. Oh, Jesus, my whole argument just fell apart. Okay, the entire country then. Lynchings, murder, mayhem, Knight Riders, Klansmen. Who can forget those old films of, what, in the 20s? Who was president in the 20s? Woodrow Wilson, the Klans people, tens of thousands of them marching on Washington. All right, I take it all back. Screw it. The entire country has always been racist, murderous, terrorist. Oh, God. John is calling from Ojai, California. John, sorry about the screw-up on the phone call. Welcome to the program, sir.
Hi.
Hi.
I've been doing a lot of reading and cruising on the net, and I have to tell you that if George W. Bush is reelected, and he, of course, will continue his policies with unwavering fidelity. Our young people are going to experience something that I experienced back in the 1960s. It's called the draft.
Took you a while there, didn't it, John? It's okay. I understand. I know.
Well, not only did I, you know, deal with the draft, but I went into a reserve unit.
Yeah.
And then as a bonus for being in the reserve unit, when they built the Berlin Wall, I got called up again.
Wow.
At any rate, just to give you a couple of the things that I've picked up so far, which indicate that they're having trouble enlisting people, are the following. At Fort Carson, Colorado, Fort Lewis, Washington, and Fort Riley, Kansas,
they're being threatened.
Guys who have a little bit more than a year to go on their three-year commitments are told that there's enough time to send them back to Iraq. These are guys who've already served in Iraq.
Yeah. We talked about this the other night on the program, John, about how soldiers who have already served are being threatened if they don't re-up.
Yeah.
They just send them right
Diane
back.
Diane DeGette, the senator from Colorado, has started a an investigation on this.
Uh-huh.
And who knows where that will go. But just on kind of simple figures, the National Guard, for the first time since 1994, missed its recruiting goal recently by 12%, which is a pretty hefty number.
It is indeed.
And they just proposed allowing the guys in the Army to only have 7-month tours of duty in Iraq, just like the Marines do.
Mm-hmm.
But if you do that, you're going to need 41% more troops for the Army for Iraq, and you and I both know where they're going to come from.
Oh, sure, it's going to be a draft. There's no doubt in my mind. We're going to go back to conscription, involuntary servitude. Only this time, not to defend the country. This time, we will have a draft in order to satisfy the needs of empire and the sickness of the Bush crime family. I hear you loud and clear, John. Got a boogie?
Can
thank
I just
you,
give
sir.
You one last piece?
Next
week, I'm going up with a website called BushWantsToDraftYou.org. And
okay.
I'll have all my information up there.
All right, we'll check it out next week for sure. Thank you, John.
Thanks for taking.
All right, once you get it up, give us a call and we'll promote it again. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
You work hard, and you put in extra hours at the office, but you're not getting ahead in your career. Well, here's an idea. Maybe the best place to put in extra hours isn't at work. Instead, try earning your college degree via the Internet at University of Phoenix Online. A college degree continues to provide greater opportunity, responsibility, and reward. And by working just 15 to 20 hours a week at University of Phoenix Online, you can earn your degree in just 2 to 3 years. At University of Phoenix Online, we offer bachelor's and master's degree programs in business, management, accounting, marketing, IT, healthcare, criminal justice, education, nursing, and more. The fact is, it's better to spend a few years working on your college degree than to spend a lifetime working without it. Before you know it, you'll have the expertise and credentials you need to excel in your field. Call University of Phoenix Online today at 1-800-624-1890. That's 1-800-624-1890.
Get out of debt and get on with your life. Agencies offering Care One credit counseling services can help. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? Get out of debt and get on with your life. Call 1-800-676-9541. Been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Learn how to get out of debt and get on with your life. Call for Care One credit counseling services at 1-800-676-9541. In just one call, you can find out how quickly your debt can be paid in full. People who call for Care One services save an average of 30% in payments every month. Some can save up to 57%. The credit counseling agencies that give you Care One services are nonprofit. They work with voluntary contributions. So if you're ready to get out of debt and get on with your life, call now for your free consultation and debt analysis. Call for Care One Credit Counseling Services, 1-800-676-9541. That's 1-800-676-9541.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
I am 39 years old. I've been slowly balding over the last 10 years. Thanks to Avacor, my hair is coming back and I couldn't be more excited.
The best product that I've tried.
Avacor is the product of the 21st century.
If you're losing your hair and haven't tried Avacor yet, how about a free month supply? We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Avacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair.
Call 800-662-8168 for your risk-free trial of Avacor. Call now, 800-662-8168. That's 800-662-8168. And remember, all of today's orders will receive an additional month's supply of Avacor absolutely free. Call 800-662-8168.
Every day, Americans play a game. The stakes are very high.
Now stepping to the plate, the Smith family going for a home loan. The loan officer's checking their credit report. This one's going to be close.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and find out how to get your credit report instantly and online for free.
It's a home run.
Log on to freecreditreport.com and win the biggest game of your life. Freecreditreport.com.
To the discriminating driver, a luxurious driving experience isn't an option as much as a requirement. That's why Goodyear developed the new Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. Not only does this tire offer a distinct upscale appearance, it delivers a smooth, quiet, comfortable ride. Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. It's the ultimate accessory for your luxury vehicle. For complete details and the retailer nearest you, call 1-800-GOODYEAR.
Before the hour, you're listening to Air America Radio. I'm Mike Malloy. Mike is calling from Queens, New York. Mike, welcome to the program.
How you doing?
Hey, how you doing, Mike?
I'm doing good. I watched the debate last night, and Kerry just cleaned his clock.
Didn't he?
Oh, Mike. Yeah, you know what? I kept thinking about the, remember the movie Animal House?
Yeah.
You know, when that guy was the, you know, bending over, thank you, sir, may I have another?
Right.
That was Bush.
Wait, you know, what an arrogant little twit last night.
Yes.
I watched it on MSNBC for some reason. Apparently, we should have been watching on C-SPAN, where they had a camera on both of the candidates. And Bush was, in different shots, he was in turn angry, arrogant,
yes,
petulant, childish, bored. See, these people, the Bush family, and his old man is the same way. So is his old lady. They're all this way. You know, don't bother me with asking questions or having me explain what I'm doing as a governor or a president or a senator or a representative. It's none of your damn business anyway.
Mm.
It's that arrogance that is so gagging, and it's going to be so much fun to see this punk stand there when Kerry's sworn in on January 20th.
There's one thing. The only problem I saw with Kerry, he made one mistake.
What's that?
He talked about the closing of the subway in New York.
It was Yeah.
That was Boston. They shut down in Boston.
No, what he said was, I think what he said was, the subways in New York were not shut down during the Republican convention, and he saw that as a potential for a disaster because.
I'm just worried that Karl Rove is going to spin that. You know what I mean?
Oh, well, anything Karl Rove can spin, he'll spin.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't make any difference.
That's the only thing I think. I think he did a pretty damn good job.
I think he did too. Mike, thanks for checking.
Take care, Mike.
All right, sir. Daniela is calling from Chicago. Daniela, welcome to the program. No, I'm sorry. Roger is calling from West Suburban Minneapolis, our bureau chief there. Hey, Roger.
Most glad tidings, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Well, I have wonderful news. Not only does it look like we've actually got a candidate for president,
yeah,
but this evening, as I got in my car at 9 o'clock, I discovered, lo and behold, the opening strains of your show's bumper music on the air live in Minneapolis.
You're kidding.
So I pop a champagne cork for that.
Well, I hope I'm not going to be spanked now by the network, but I didn't know we were on live in Minneapolis.
Well, here's the story as I understand it. They were on two. Here, Air America is being kind of farmed out to a sub company that's been running a few of its shows on daytimer stations that have to shut down right around sundown.
Right.
But today, October 31st. A station that they bought went on that's not a daytimer, and I think that they may have inadvertently simply gone ahead and run the Air America schedule according to their webs. And if that's the case, what I'm hoping is that they will decide to carry your show permanently.
Yeah,
but it's on tonight.
Yeah, well, that's good. I just hope that they have made the appropriate contractual agreements with Air America Radio Network. You know, this is not some cheesy, oh, let's pull it off the satellite and see how long we can get away with it. So I'm sure everything has been done properly. As a matter of fact, I'm just getting word. This just in from New York City. We are on 15:30 and 7:40 a.m. in Minneapolis, St. Paul. Yay! All right!
Mike, those are the old frequencies that are no longer carrying Air America as of today.
Yeah.
The new frequency is 9:50 a.m.
9:50.
And it's no longer a daytimer frequency, and we're on live right now.
All right! Hello, St. Paul, Minneapolis! Hey, what's up? What's up? Let's go eat some. What is that fish called y'all eat up there?
Well, got a few different kinds, but we're 3 million people.
No, lutefisk.
Oh God.
Yeah, the lutefisk. You know, tastes like shoes boiled in glue.
No, thank you. Anyway, yes, 3 million people can now hear you here. So
that's great.
Just hope we catch on. Now, with regard to the spin machine, what's happening so far? What kind of rove maneuvers have been detectable? I'm curious to hear what people have noticed about how they're going to turn this into a Bush victory.
Well, they can't turn it into a Bush victory. What they can do is chip away at Kerry by saying he looks French, or he accused Bush of lying, but he didn't use the L word, and that's not true. Or no, they're going to go for the stuff in the margins, and it's not going to work because Bush is toast. And I think Karl Rove is beginning to understand he better start sending out resumes. Well, Karl Rove won't have to do that. He'll just go to work to try to elect some dictator in some third world country, which is what he's good at.
Well, two last important notes.
Okay.
Mark Rosco, whose name is spelled R-A-C-I-C-O-T.
Yes. Right. That's French.
He's French. Okay.
Right.
First of all, and he's of course Bush's national campaign.
Yes, he is.
Organizer.
Right.
Let's see. What was the other important note? When Bush gets defeated, we're going to have a couple of dangerous months, Mike.
Oh, aren't we?
Yes.
Yeah, we certainly are. December and January are going to be a little bit, or November, December, and half of January are going to be a little bit scary. But at that point, I'm sure the United States military at the highest levels will make absolutely sure that the Bush crime family plays by the Constitution, at least for the last 10 weeks that they're in office. And if any attempt... you know, they did this with Nixon. Kissinger told the military, if you get it, when Nixon was spiraling into the slime from whence he came, Kissinger, of all people, a war criminal and mass murderer that he is, but he told the Pentagon, the Joint Chiefs, if you get an order from Dick Nixon regarding an attack against the Soviet Union or any client state, don't do it. Check with me first, okay? So unknown to Nixon, his power had been taken from him. And I'm sure that since there's no Kissinger in... maybe Colin Powell, I don't know. But I'm sure basically the same sort of directive will go out to the United States military. Don't do anything until this moron is out of office. Hey, Roger, thanks for the good news about
thanks
Minneapolis,
so much,
St. Paul.
Mike.
I appreciate it. You have a great weekend, sir. All right, to folks listening in Minneapolis, St. Paul, hiya, hiya, hiya. We're very pleased to be in your airspace. All right, we're going to take a break here. We shall come back and continue the discussion. Your phone calls are what we're most interested in tonight, so stay with us. This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy.
Fall is the time when everyone prepares for the long, hard winter. Your lawn is no exception. That's why the scientists at Bayer created Bayer Advanced Triple Action Winterizer Lawn Fertilizer. It works at every level, the grass, the roots, plus it fortifies the soil to create a thicker, greener lawn in the fall. And it increases root development to fight winter stress and give you a quicker green up in the spring. Bayer Advanced. Better thinking, better results. Available at Lowe's and other garden retailers.
Former Hershey syrup users are telling us why they switched to Rich Chocolate Ovaltine.
I was looking for something more nutritious for the kids because they drink a lot of chocolate milk. I never really thought about Ovaltine until we went to my mother-in-law's house. Now, that's all we drink. I even got my mom to try Ovaltine. She was a die-hard Hershey syrup person, and so she had to drink Rich Chocolate Ovaltine. She loved the Ovaltine taste. Now she drinks it, too.
Ovaltine. Try it for the nutrition. Keep buying it for the taste.
More Ovaltine, please!
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the home of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley. Big ratings for the Kerry Bush debate. An estimated 62.5 million viewers watched the first Bush-Kerry debate last night, making it a television hit, and it provided evidence of the intense interest in this presidential campaign. The viewership up 34% from the 46.6 million who watched the first debate between Bush and Al Gore in 2000, according to Nielsen Media Research. That 2000 debate also had some competition from a baseball playoff game. And by the way, the second presidential debate scheduled for October 8th, but the Fox network will not televise that debate because of baseball playoffs. The instant polls all agreed that Kerry won last night's debate. Democrats claiming a clear-cut victory from the debate, saying it will help Kerry in the polls in the final month of the campaign. Campaigning in Florida today, John Kerry accused Bush of choosing tax cuts for the rich over America's security. At a rally in Tampa, the Democratic candidate cited a report from the Homeland Security Department's Inspector General, saying the bid to build a single watch list for U.S. borders is lagging. Kerry told backers that Bush opted to reward the wealthiest Americans instead of investing in America's anti-terror defenses. Encouraged by the debate victory, Kerry told his supporters it's not enough to win one contest. His campaign's got to win every day through November 2nd. The rally at the University Sports Arena, the first of three post-debate stops for Kerry in Florida. Bush also went back to the campaign trail today. He was introduced this morning by Arizona Republican Senator John McCain, a former Bush rival who now supports him, but McCain also a friend of Kerry's. He said this morning the debate had been Kerry's, quote, brightest moment of recent weeks. Some of the former U.S. soldiers who have been recalled involuntarily have not actually shown up on time. The Army is saying about one-third of the 1,700 reserve soldiers returned to active status failed to report when they were supposed to. These are members of what's called the Individual Ready Reserve, who are being sent to Iraq and Afghanistan. They already completed active duty tours and have been discharged by the Army, but they can be called up to serve the remainder of their eight-year commitment. Some of those who missed the deadline have appealed, citing hardships. Nobody declared AWOL yet. Military officials say they expect to call up several thousand more of these reservists next year. At first, it reads like a typical obituary. She was a mother, homemaker, and grandmother. But then, a Wisconsin newspaper obituary takes a turn and urges people to vote for John Kerry. Jane Buffett's husband says that's exactly how she would have wanted it. The 64-year-old woman died last weekend. The obituary says, remembrance of Buffett's life, but at the end, it says she was outraged by President Bush's policy and ends by asking people in the swing state of Wisconsin to honor her wishes and vote for John Kerry. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
At 9, 8 Central, Monday, October 4th, a Lifetime original movie. An unspeakable crime.
This trial is for the murder of an infant.
An unlikely suspect.
Amish people don't commit murder, ever.
When a murder shatters a quiet community, can an outsider uncover the unbelievable truth?
How do you expect me to defend you if I don't know what happened?
I don't know!
Law & Order SVU's Mariska Hargitay stars in Plain Truth. Premieres 9, 8 Central, Monday, October 4th. Only on Lifetime.
Hi, Orkin Man here with a pest control secret. You know, people aren't the only ones who flock to the water this time of year. Millions of ants do, too. So it's common to find them near dishwashers and kitchen sinks. If you spot a few strolling along your kitchen counter with beach umbrellas and little teeny tiny flip-flops, you're not the only one. To end this pool party, call me at Orkin. We've been helping to protect homes for over 100 years. Well, this is the Orkin Man saying, if it bugs you, bug me at 1-800-ORKINMAN.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
Attention smokers. Find out how to get 2 free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right. The makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next 2 cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the smoke-free M3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke-free M3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of smoke-free M3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days. Guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next 2 cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
The Air America phones are ringing off the hook.
I call it the pachyderm limbo. How low can this elephant go?
Everyone's calling Air America Radio.
Those greedy, selfish, self-oriented do anything to win and put that lying Bush administration in office. They didn't even know that he was a college cheerleader.
866-303-AAR0. Call and let it rip.
These Republicans have triggered such an asthma attack in my body. I cannot breathe.
Welcome back. It's about 6 and a half past the hour. My name is Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio. Thanks for tuning in. Phone number here is 866-303-2270. And if you live in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area and just listening to this program or this network for the first time, welcome aboard. Hope you'll give us a call this evening. If you have any questions about my point of view where it concerns the Bush crime family, well, I guess you wouldn't, would you, if you hear me saying that? Just got an email from Rocky Mountain Mary, Poland. The Irish Times is reporting that Poland will follow Spain and pull its troops out of Iraq. What does she call this? The coalition of the one. That's what it's getting down to. According to the Irish Times, Poland is planning to withdraw its troops from Iraq, dealing another blow to the U.S.-led coalition there. Poland has 2,500 soldiers there. What else? Albania is planning to beef up its contingent of 71 non-combatant troops in the city of Mosul. Oh, good. Well, I got to hear that. So Poland, that Bush, that was the only country that he could categorically state had contributed troops in addition to Britain, England. Britain, England, whatever. I guess Britain is the more correct way to do it. So it looks like Poland's going to pull out. All right. Thanks, Rocky Mountain Mary. No surprise there, right? Okay, but Daniela in Chicago. Daniela, were you holding on? No. Thanks for calling. Hi, Daniela.
Am I on the air?
Yes, you are, more or less.
Okay, I was just curious if I was watching a program and they were talking about how Bush seemed so sympathetic when he was talking about that lady who's, was it her son or her husband who was killed?
Her husband.
And I didn't get that. I thought he was very cavalier about it and really kind of offensive. Is it just me or do other people?
No, I agree. Reminded me of that line from Platoon where the second half of the movie begins. The first half is in Marine boot camp, and the second half opens a street scene in Saigon. And this Vietnamese hooker comes up, me love you long time, soldier. Hey, me love you long. That's what it sounded like to me. It sounded when he made reference to putting his love on this this poor woman who lost her husband. It's like what he said about gynecologists who want to put their love on their patients. I don't know.
It was weird.
Do you remember what it was he said specifically?
No, I don't. But it was. I just thought it was very.
I think he said he sat around and talked with her and put his love on her, or tried to put his love on her, or thought about putting his love on her, or maybe put his love on. It was just bizarre. It was one of those of many bizarro comments that this freak comes up with. And it leaves people like you and me scratching our heads, like what? What the hell does that mean? How dare he say something like that? I see Bush. You know, Bush uses the word love like you and I use the word spaghetti or can opener or trolley car or subway. It has no meaning. It's nothing to him. He throws it out there because he thinks people will connect to it.
Exactly. It almost seemed like he was that was a technique that he was trying to use. It didn't seem like it was very heartfelt or sincere, that it was just like, you know, a way of...
Okay, Kathy just found it. Here it is. Here's what he said. And you know, I think about Missy Johnson, this fantastic young lady I met in Charlotte, North Carolina. She and her son, Brian, and they came to see me, and her husband, PJ, got killed. He'd been in Afghanistan, went to Iraq. You know, it's hard work to try to love her as best I can, knowing full well that the decision I made caused her loved one to be in harm's way. I told her after we prayed and teared up and laughed some that I thought her husband's sacrifice was noble and worthy because I understand the stakes of this war on terror. I understand that we must find Al-Qaeda wherever they hide. We must deal with threats before they... So there's a statement. That's off the transcript. I tried to love on her as best I could. This is a sick man. This is a man who understands love the way I understand poison ivy or hemorrhoids or halitosis. God, have I mentioned... Yeah, I have. I already mentioned him. Yeah.
The other thing that I wanted to mention was that I was watching Kubo and Kramer today.
Yeah.
And the comment that he made was, did Kerry make a huge mistake by saying wrong war, wrong time? And just the way that they were talking about it, you would almost think that Bush just was, you know, that Kerry was inept and had not really won the debate. I mean, I only caught part of the show, but...
Well, I do know this. I saw some cuts today of Bush out back on the campaign trail, acting all macho and ballsy when you know he acted like a little whipped rat when he was up against an adult that he couldn't talk down. And he brought, you know, he mentioned that. He mentioned about wrong war, wrong time. Well, let me put it this way. I would imagine, Daniela, that if you just took a random poll off the record with the combat grunts in Iraq and said, do you think this is wrong war, wrong time? I'll bet you the majority of them say, hell yes, just get us out of here. You know what we want to do? We just want to live through this and survive and go home. So, wrong war, wrong time. Anybody with a sense God gave a gently stewed rhubarb stalk would understand that this is the wrong war, the wrong time, wrong place, wrong president, wrong reason to send over 1,000 Americans to their deaths.
I agree.
Yeah, me too. Daniela, let me move on. Thanks. I appreciate you checking in. You have a nice evening. Everything about this is wrong. This is not what we are to use the United States military for in a grudge match between the son of George Herbert, Herbert Bush, and Saddam Hussein.
I'm gonna get him.
The U.S. military, I think, would have been honored to have been deployed to Iraq, to Afghanistan, to find, comes a bad word, the son of a bitch who engineered the attack on this country on September 11th, 2001. I think the U.S. military would have been honored to go track down those killers. But that's not what happened. And it was like Kerry said, or somebody said, this makes as much sense as Roosevelt after the attack on Pearl Harbor invading Mexico. So what has Bush done? He's completely blown the situation in Afghanistan. These thugs are still out there. They're still wandering around. They're still blowing up discos and banks and kids and children and school buses. They're still committing acts of murder and kidnapping and beheadings. Meantime, we have 140,000 U.S. troops committed to a war they should never have been committed to. What the hell did Iraq do to us? Nothing. We spent 12 years doing it to them. God, it gets me angry. I can't stand it anymore. I didn't fall off the turnip truck last night. I understand that politicians, all politicians, are going to exaggerate. But this tribe, this crew, this crime family, this Bush organization lies through its teeth. And it costs people their lives. For God's sake, doesn't that mean anything to you Republicans? Doesn't it mean anything to you Bush supporters that this man lies through his teeth and people by the thousands go to their deaths? Doesn't that mean anything? Jesus, I just can't. I told myself I was not going to get worked up about this tonight. Not going to do it. Wouldn't be prudent. And I pick up the Times yesterday. 35 children killed in a terror bombing in Iraq. Now, to the pigs who blew those children up, may you rot in the worst hell your religion can conjure up for you. But they wouldn't have been blown up had the United States military not been there at the direction of this sicko that sits in the White House. 35 children. Doesn't that mean if they were fetuses, Bush would have ordered, no, get everybody out. There's fetuses around there. Look at all the fetuses. Quick, abandon Iraq. We got to save the fetuses' lives. But these are children. These are breathing, walking, talking kids. Mass destruction. And it just keeps going on and on and on. And we sit here and we have these Q&A sessions on television, and we watch this snide, arrogant, defeated, petulant, childish man who occupies the White House stand there on the corpses of kids, ankle deep in the blood of innocent people that he's condemned to death. How much longer can we stand this?
Texas. I come from Texas. The new Prime Minister of India is, Mass destruction.
W stands for wrong.
Too many OBGYNs aren't able to practice their love with women all across this country.
We couldn't have said it better ourselves. SeeAGeorge.com. SeeAGeorge.com, the original Texas-based anti-Bush political store offering scandalous, stimulating sentiments about our country's commander-in-chief. Tons of outrageous political statements starting at 99 cents. T-shirts starting at $8.95. Magnets, buttons, and even the W pinata at SeeAGeorge.com. Our Race to the Pole sale is going on right now. Want to save some money?
money? Type in coupon code ABB during your checkout and save 20% off any internet order. SeeYouGeorge.com is the heart and soul of all that is anti-Bush.
If this were a dictatorship, it'd be a heck of a lot easier, just so long as I'm the dictator.
Don't have a computer? Call for our full caller catalog at 866-332-9833. That's 866-332-9833. So let the folks at SeeYouGeorge.com help you show your political colors in an outrageous way. Just click or call SeeYouGeorge.com, where the left has never been so right.
New windows? You know you need them. Your energy bills are high, and your home isn't comfortable when your windows are drafty and noisy. So, who can you count on for energy-efficient windows at a fair price? Sears. Just call 1-800-448-6600 for a free in-home estimate. Call now and save $550 on select styles. Sears custom replacement windows glide smoothly. The double-paned, extra-strength glass may help reduce your energy costs, plus you get a limited warranty that covers all materials. So call Sears at 1-800-448-6600 and save $550 on select styles. Offer ends October 31st, not available in all areas. Ask your representative for offer details and written warranty. Services and materials provided by Bill Ray, a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So, if it's time to replace your old windows, call Sears now for a free in-home estimate. Call 1-800-448-6600.
It's me, Liam the Loosebound Leprechaun, the popular character you might have heard on such shows as the O'Frankenfactor and the Al Franken Show. Or you probably know me from my catchphrase, I've got me a wee bit off the diarrhea. Now, for some reason, I've been left off the collection of the best comedy material from the first several months of the O'Frankenfactor, called the O'Frankenfactor Factor. But I think it could be because when I visited Mr. Franken's home, I had occasion to use his toilet, and I spluttered a wee bit on the underside of the seat. But anyway, I'm assured that the other material is every bit as funny as me catchphrase, I've got me a wee bit off the diarrhea.
The O'Frankenfactor Factor from Artemis Records. Now available in stores.
Liam the Loosebound Leprechaun does not appear on the O'Frankenfactor Factor.
I heard that.
Every day, Americans play a game. The stakes are very high.
Now stepping to the plate, the Smith family going for a home loan. The loan officer's checking their credit report. This one's going to be close.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and find out how to get your credit report instantly and online for free.
It's a home run.
Log on to freecreditreport.com and win the biggest game of your life. Freecreditreport.com.
To the discriminating driver, a luxurious driving experience isn't an option as much as a requirement. That's why Goodyear developed the new Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. Not only does this tire offer a distinct upscale appearance, it delivers a smooth, quiet, comfortable ride. Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. It's the ultimate accessory for your luxury vehicle. For complete details and the retailer nearest you, call 1-800-GOODYEAR.
There are people who walk across the street to a neighbor and say, I'd like to just love you for a second.
Yeah, George, okay. Gary is calling from Lincoln, Nebraska. Gary, welcome to the program.
Good talking to you.
Hey, my pleasure, sir.
I watched the debate last night, and I went away so feeling so good. I thought, oh man, maybe there's a chance of getting rid of this person that's in there right now because he makes me so ashamed to be an American, a veteran, a Christian. He does he destroys everything that's special to me. And I went and called a few of my friends today who are also the same thing I am, and I just can't get over the apathy of these people. Even my daughter, you know, well, I don't see anything so great about him, you know, that it just, I get so angry with people's apathy, their unwillingness to check, you know, to believe the baloney that just comes over. out of the mouths of some of these people without checking things out. It's just amazing to me.
Yeah, I share your amazement. Trust me on that one, Gary. Again, as I've said so many times, I know you feel it. I know most people with working brains think it. How anyone in this country at this point could trust, respect, or support George W. Bush is beyond me. You know, we can all go back to 2000 and say, okay, you know, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, won't get fooled again, or whatever the hell the way he garbles that. But now we've had 4 years. He has a record. His record is a miserable failure in everything. How can anyone support him? I don't get that.
I just don't understand it. I didn't vote for him in 2000 because I just was, I saw a big business, you know, everything was against, you know, the environment that he had backed, his support and so forth. After 9/11, I thought, well, maybe I was wrong, you know, but when I heard the stuff about Abu Ghraib and started hearing stuff, it turned my stomach. And this deal you mentioned tonight about this 9/11 Recommendations Implementation Act,
yeah,
I'll tell you, it absolutely makes me so angry. I cannot believe how anybody, much less a Christian, which I'm a 59-year-old veteran, served during Vietnam. I'm a committed conservative Christian. I can't understand how anybody could take those call themselves a Christian and even lend credence to that type of attitude or actions that dealing in an abusive way with another human being is appropriate.
Maybe it's because, Gary, he's not a Christian. He uses the Christian terminology in order to appease or please what his base is. You know, what's his name? Jerry Falwell came out the other day and said that the Republican Party now is a wholly owned subsidiary of the religious right. And Bush knows that, and Karl Rove knows that. And remember what Karl Rove has said many times, the big mistake that Pappy Bush made, the reason Clinton beat him, this is not true, but this is the way Rove spins it, was because Pappy Bush did not continue to suck up to his base. His base was not just the religious right, but these neo-fascists that operate in U.S. business, in the U.S. military, in U.S. academia, and in U.S. media. So Bush Jr., this little twerp, under the firm control of Rove and Cheney, decided he would not ignore the base. So I don't believe he's a Christian. I know Christians. I have Christians in my family. I was brought up by Christians. I know what Christians believe in, and they don't believe in the wholesale murder of children.
Well, I'll tell you, that's the biggest reason. I may be wrong on a lot of other factors, but I know, I mean, how's that saying that somebody said, I know Ronald Reagan and you aren't one of him? Or,
yeah, yeah.
I know, I'm acquainted with Christ and this guy doesn't know him.
And this guy doesn't, yeah. I hear you.
That's the reason I'm working to get him out. That's all. I'll do anything to get him out.
I hear you.
He hurts Christians everywhere.
I hear you. Gary, thanks for checking
appreciate
in.
What you do. Thank you very much.
You're more than welcome. Thank you, sir. Appreciate your call. Thanks for the comments. Thanks for checking in. Yeah, this Bush organization, is there anything they haven't corrupted? Everything they touch is corrupted. You know, I respect people who you know, people that call themselves Christians and follow the teachings of Christ. I have great respect for. I've said this so many times. I think Jesus Christ was an incredibly gentle, insightful human being who tried to reach out to very uneducated people, very warlike, capitalistic, materialistic people of his time. And, you know, he tried to say, look, this is not the way to do it. This is not the way to do it. And he was a challenge to the authorities. And I don't care if the authorities, as far as I'm concerned, the authorities were the authorities. The Roman proconsul that ran the Jerusalem, the Middle East, Israel, whatever, I don't even want to get into that. But the teachings of Christ have been so chewed up and spit out by these right-wingers. It's just incredible. And I've said before, if it turns out that I'm wrong and the Christians are right and there is a cloud being and there is a heaven, there is a hell, I'll guarantee you I may wind up in some neutral state, or I may wind up in hell too. But I will have the company of every single Republican who has backed this thug. Because my understanding, Jesus or most avatars of the cloud being don't like hypocrites. Hypocrites get the hottest rings of hell, don't they? All right, quick break. Another break. Then we're going to come back to your phone calls. Mostly phone calls tonight, all right? Because y'all have a lot to say. Stick around. This is Air America Radio. I'm Mike Malloy.
And the host of the Al Franken Show on Air America Radio. For the last 6 months, we've been doing 3 hours a day of cutting-edge radio programming. We've had guests like Bill Clinton, John Kerry, and Strom Thurmond.
Yeah, Pekka, it knows no bigotry.
We've covered events like the handover of power in Iraq. And we've explained difficult concepts like the growing national debt using nothing more than an ordinary slide whistle. Now we're presenting our show in a convenient, easy-to-use, one-hour version every night on Sundance Channel. Finally, you'll be able to see what we're talking about. Right, Strom?
Yes, sir. Yippee! I'm going on TV.
Tune in every night at 11:30 on Sundance Channel for the Al Franken Show. And if you don't get Sundance Channel, go to their website, sundancechannel.com. Al and Sundance Channel. Together again.
Needless to say, I was anxious to be 110 miles offshore and jumping off a boat in the open ocean.
Jim Ray is a marine biologist who has been working with a national marine sanctuary called the Flower Gardens, deep in the Gulf of Mexico.
The Flower Garden banks are a very unique set of reefs. About 55% of the surface area is covered with living coral.
And while his work is not surprising, what might be is who he works for. Shell.
It just gives me a very different view and approach on the environment. Yeah, it has become an old friend.
Protecting this magnificent area is something people like Jim have been doing for over 30 years.
With this kind of protection, it'll probably be there 100 years from now for people to still enjoy.
And while Shell will continue to focus on energy, that will never be its only focus.
As long as I'm still allowed to dive, I'm not too old to climb back on a boat, I'll probably have the opportunity to go back to places like the Flower Gardens.
To find out more, see the Shell report, People, Planet, and Profits at www.shell.com.
Did you know there's a natural way to help lower your cholesterol without the side effects from prescription medication? Take Kwai garlic tablets every day. In study after study, Kwai garlic has been proven to help lower cholesterol and support cardiovascular health with no side effects. Kwai is easy to swallow and closest to fresh garlic without the odor. What's the downside? Only your cholesterol. Kwai, that's K-W-A-I. Kwai is available at Walgreens, Rite Aid, CVS, Albertsons, and leading retailers and health food stores everywhere.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. If you love your lungs, then purify the air in your home with the same technology used in our U.S. submarine fleet, the same advanced technology that's in my Orrick tabletop air purifier. I call my air machine a lung saver. You'll call it a miracle. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200, and breathe easier with the best air purifier you can buy.
Former Hershey syrup users are telling us why they switched to Rich Chocolate Ovaltine.
I was looking for something more nutritious for the kids because they drink a lot of chocolate milk. I never really thought about Ovaltine until we went to my mother-in-law's house. Now, that's all we drink. I even got my mom to try Ovaltine. She was a die-hard Hershey syrup person, and so she had to drink Rich Chocolate Ovaltine. She loved the Ovaltine taste. Now she drinks it, too.
Ovaltine. Try it for the nutrition. Keep buying it for the taste.
More Ovaltine, please!
I'm Rachel Maddow. If you're a political junkie, then right about now your craving for a campaign news fix is probably getting out of hand. Well, here at Air America Radio, we understand. That's why I hope you'll join me every Sunday from now until the election for a special two-hour report we're calling Campaign Countdown. The top stories, the bottom feeders, the movers, the shakers, how it's going, where it's going. It's the presidential campaign inside and out. Join me Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for the Campaign Countdown here on Air America Radio.
I would never use God to promote foreign policy decisions.
Yeah, okay. Ryan is calling from Bloomington, Indiana. Ryan, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. It's a pleasure to speak with you.
Hey, my pleasure.
All right. Let me get down to it. I've been checking into democraticunderground.com all day long, talking, and we've been really ripping the chimp, a new one, about the debate last night.
Yeah, well, that's a good thing.
Oh, yes, definitely. I think the first caller you had this hour mentioned the Missy Johnson. Right.
Yeah, yeah.
And this quote about it's hard work to try to love her as best as I can.
Yeah.
Well, right after the debate was over, my dad called me, and he's a veteran, and he said every time he heard Bush, of all the 11 times he heard Bush say hard work, hard work over there, all he could think was he's talking about dead American soldiers.
Oh, I know. For Bush to stand there and whine that it's hard work, John Nichols, writing in The Nation today, called him the whiner-in-chief. It's hard work, considering the mounting death toll. Was Iraq worth the invasion, or the invasion worth it? It's hard work. Oh, it's hard work. I mean, what was that about?
I don't know. This coming from the fortunate son himself.
He doesn't work. This guy doesn't work. He takes more vacations than the last 10 presidents combined. You know, he farms it out. He sources it out. They outsource war. They outsource security. They outsource terror. They outsource torture. He doesn't work. He doesn't pay any attention to who's dead or who dies. What does he keep saying? I see it on TV.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Hasn't
exactly.
he been, that, that's
yeah.
That's his new line. He sees it on TV. So, you know, one of his handlers, when he's giving a speech someplace, one of his handlers will check around and find a widow or a mom or a dad who've contributed a son to this blood debt that Bush is building up around the world, and they'll bring this parent, and this parent is in shock, and this parent's in grief, and here's the President of the United States, and all this twerp can say is, well, it's hard to love on her. What is this?
I just don't know.
It's an outrage.
We deserve better.
Oh, yeah.
And Harry deserves to be our president.
It's just an outrage. I have never seen a man in the office of the presidency, not even Nixon, be so insulting, not just to the Constitution, not just to the rest of the world, not just to Americans, but to individual people who are hurting because a member of their family was butchered in this despicable, filthy war that Bush chose to get into.
And not to mention 15,000 dead Iraqis, right?
And that's probably a conservative figure. Pardon the word conservative. Ryan, thanks for checking in.
Thank you very much, Mike.
You have a good weekend. I mean, don't you feel this way? I mean, even you Republicans who lurk around this program, you conservatives, you Bushbackers, don't you? I mean, is it not a disgrace? The cavalier, nonsensical, unfocused way this president handles death that he has ordered? I mean, is there Reagan? Wasn't it Reagan used to meet everybody that came back from his wars? Clinton, my God! And this thug, it doesn't matter to him. How much death? How much more of this is going to go on? How you have to have. You have to be totally amoral. You have to have zero ethical center to be able to do what this guy is doing. I don't get it. Jeannie is calling from Ithaca, New York. Jeannie, welcome to the program.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, it's great to be on your show. I've become a huge fan of yours.
Well, thanks. I appreciate that.
Yes. One of the things that I've been thinking for a long time is that how can we expect the people over in Iraq to trust us when we're outsourcing their jobs, privatizing all their businesses, and we're rebuilding 14 military bases that seem like they were permanent? And I'm so happy to hear him mention the 14 military bases.
Oh,
no,
I know.
One else is talking about
it. Yeah, nobody's talking about that. Not our crummy, filthy media. Not right-wing talk radio. Nobody talks about it. Nobody talks about it. Yeah, we're there for freedom for the Iraqis. Oh, by the way, these 14 military bases, pay no attention. Pay no attention.
Right, and he barely got it in there, and no one mentioned it afterwards. I was surprised.
Yeah, I was too. You'd think that Britt Hume or Dan Rather or Candy Crowley or somebody, Wolf Blitzer, would say, oh yeah, what was that bit about the 14 military bases? No, it'll never happen. It'll never happen.
You got it. I was glad to hear it, because it will change the whole feeling, I believe. The people in the country and the surrounding countries may get to trust us if a new leader walks in and says, we're taking them out, and you decide what you want to do with your companies in this country, not us. And you know all the jobs that we're outsourcing to all the people who are on our side. Who,
mm-hmm.
You know, they did the hard work with us, so we're giving them all the jobs. Naomi Klein did a really good bit last week. I heard her saying that all these young Americans who got their jobs through a conservative website are over there doing these jobs. That there's perfectly good Iraqis that have the same abilities to do it, and you know, we're giving it away. They're giving their jobs away.
And Bush says they hate us because we buy houses. You know, they hate us because we overthrew their despotic, authoritarian, totalitarian government and replaced it with utter chaos, death, destruction. We took away their jobs, their clean water, whatever medical centers they had, hospitals. We have given them disease, death, destruction on a daily basis. And Bush says they hate us because we buy houses. They hate us because we came to their country and have absolutely turned it into hell.
Yep. It's true.
It's just I don't know. And I honestly believe, you know, I do believe in balance in the universe. I mean, that's strictly a mechanistic point of view. Quantum physics, it doesn't matter. There's balance, and the Hindu word is karma. And the unbalance that George Bush is causing, that's what scares me. That's what scares me, because the universe will rebalance itself. Events will occur that brings things back into some sort of order. You know, an atheist can say that, a believer can say that, an agnostic can say that, a scientist can say it. Balance is what the universe is about. And that's what scares me. Bush is building up a karmic debt for the rest of us to pay off that is going to be astounding when the day comes. I can't get away from that thought, Jeannie.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, thanks for checking in.
Sure, thanks.
All right, you have a nice evening. Appreciate your call. Alice is calling from Arkansas. Alice, welcome to the program.
Thank Thank you, Mike. You are a breath of sanity here in the dark.
A candle in the darkness.
Yes.
Yeah, right, okay.
I don't have TV, and even if I did, I couldn't get anything but local stations because I'm way out in the woods.
You're way out in the woods, huh?
Yeah.
All right, Alice.
2 points. One,
yeah.
You mentioned Henry Kissinger earlier, and I recalled an interview that I had recently read with Cy Hirsch.
Yeah.
And he was asked, is there someone who is Henry Kissinger in this administration? And his response was, oh, believe me, I pray for one. And he goes on to talk about Henry Kissinger was a liar, but he knew what he was doing.
Mm-hmm.
And these people don't know what they're doing.
Yeah, Kissinger, as evil as he was, he dealt in the term, I believe, back then was real politic. And that was to, Clinton's use of the word was triangulation, to play people off against each other in order to get in order to fulfill your political goals. When I took international relations, it was the old idea. You've got country A and B. If A attacks B, and C sees it's in its interest to support B or support A, it will do so based on its own self interest. And Kissinger was very, very good at that. Just like Satan is very good at coaxing souls into hell. I make no brief for Kissinger. I believe he belongs in a prison someplace, preferably.
I definitely agree.
Yeah, preferably in Southeast Asia or some country in Africa. But
yeah, right.
he's
or
walking
maybe Latin
free.
America.
Yeah, and but I get Cy Hirsch's point.
But what Cy Hirsch is saying is the problem with these people is that they really believe in what they're doing.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's what's really scary. They're a utopian crowd. But the real reason I called you is because you were talking earlier about Alawi. And also the 35 children that were
blown to pieces,
brutally murdered.
Mm-hmm.
And I had read an article this evening by Ahmad Ali and Sam Hamad, who are with Today's Alternative News.com.
Mm-hmm.
They're both Middle Eastern and Islamic experts in Islamic politics and culture. And the thrust of their article was, the title of it is Kerry and Bush Are Both Wrong, and the thrust of it is the men the U.S. trains will never be loyal to the U.S. or to Alawi or other puppets the U.S. may put into Iraq.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Buried in the article or down in the article, they're talking about the 35 children, and this is what they say. We condemn the carnage of yesterday, but we would like to know who sent the children out to be with the American troops.
Right.
Iraqi parents never let their children go by the American troops. Word on the street is that a teacher was ordered to bring the students out to get candy. He was ordered by Alawi's office.
No.
The teacher was told, either bring the children out for photos and candy or lose your job.
Oh, my
Thus,
God.
Thus, the teacher was strong-armed by Alawi's office. This is what put the children in harm's way.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
That's our puppet in Iraq.
Yeah, yeah.
And there is no room for prudence when it comes to this.
No, that's so hideous. That's so hideous. But it is so like these people, whether these people are in the Bush crime family or in their puppets in Iraq. It's so like these people. Oh, my God.
Yeah, and, there are all those stories out there about what Alawi did before he was...
Oh, yeah. We talked about that the other night. The personal, up-close and personal executions. Alice,
yeah.
I have to leave it there. Thanks a lot for checking in.
Yeah.
You have a nice evening. Quick break. We'll be back. This is Air America Radio.
Talk show, TV, work. Why don't you just go ahead and turn off the sun? Because we'll never live long enough to undo everything they've done to you.
Did you know there's a delicious energy bar that is certified organic? It's called Cliff Bar, with the rock climber on the package. Cliff Bars are made with whole grains and real fruit, and they don't contain trans fats or hydrogenated oils. Cliff Bar, the company, belongs to a growing community of people and companies dedicated to leaving a lighter footprint on the planet. Visit cliffbar.com and learn about this small group of people working to create a better energy bar and a more healthful environment.
This week at MotherJones.com, crossing the lines. The battle for Iraq is over oil, right? Wrong. It's over bandwidth. Cell phone bandwidth. That's why a top Pentagon official and some big-name Republicans tried to give an American-led consortium a key stake in Iraq's lucrative wireless market. Find out how at MotherJones.com. Every week on MotherJones.com, you'll find exclusive reports and timely pointers to the best of the independent web. Log on now to MotherJones.com because you need independent news.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it could make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners are calling Quicken Loans at 800-655-3911 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage, you can't afford not to call. You could see a dramatic drop in your payment, even if you've recently refinanced. Call 1-800-655-3911 to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender, licensed mortgage banker, New York State Banking Department. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, 800-655-3911. That's 800-655-3911.
Are you tired of domestic and foreign policies being put in place with no thought to the average American? You even know people that support these policies. These people suffer from a medical condition that we commonly call head-up-your-ass-itis. As truth-telling Democrats, it is now time to show some compassion to these people. We have the perfect gift idea for them. We created unisex boxers with a unique opening in the backside to accommodate their head and make head-up-your-ass-itis a little more bearable. These garments were designed for ultimate comfort, and they come in three flattering styles, crew neck, turtleneck, and the ever-popular V. Go to www.gigglinggeese.com and see for yourself. You will also receive a gift box, card, and informational pamphlet outlining the symptoms and possible treatment. Send a pair to your friends, coworkers, boss, or any other misguided Republican you know. These are fun gifts for birthdays, the holidays, or any other occasion. Help us support Air America and order yours today at www.gigglinggeese.com.
As a pharmacist, I get lots of questions this time of year. It's the season for scrapes, itchy bug bites, and rashes. That's why I recommend Maximum Strength Gold Bond Cream and First Aid Spray for fast, soothing relief. Gold Bond Cream has two maximum strength medicines that are proven to relieve pain and itch really fast. And Gold Bond First Aid Spray, in an easy-to-use pump, helps stop pain and itch. Plus, it helps kill germs that can lead to infection. This summer, get Gold Bond and get fast, soothing relief you can trust.
Honey, come on. Time to get up.
What?
People will be here soon.
All right. I'm going to take a shower. Who are you?
Hi. We're here for the open house. The sign says for sale by owner.
That is you, right? Nice sink.
Thank you.
Not working with the Century 21 agent? Only Century 21 agents offer the Century 21 Service Pledge. Just one of the ways to help reduce the stress of selling real estate. Century21.com. Real estate for your world.
The Century 21 Pledge is offered by participating offices. Each office is independently owned and operated.
It's about 10 before the hour. Excuse me. Mike Malloy here on Air America Radio. Alan is calling from Long Island. Alan, welcome to the program.
Nice to be here. How are you? I enjoy the show.
Thank you, sir.
I watched the debate last night, and I kept score like everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
And I sort of look back at it a day later and say maybe it's a little bit of a dog and pony show we were watching. But I took exception to one thing that Kerry said. Maybe it was the politically expedient thing to say. And he sort of parroted Bush by saying at the very end, we're in this or I'm in this to win it in Iraq. And I don't know whether, you know, most of the listeners are into or heard of Tom Friedman of the New York Times.
Oh, yeah. I think most of the listeners of this program are familiar with him, yeah.
And he's made some very cogent comments on Iraq and the Middle East over the years. He was on the IMIS show this week in the morning,
mm-hmm.
very briefly. And he said, basically, that we need Kerry, first of all, if he's elected, and if the election doesn't end up being rigged again, and it's not just the renewal of the coup d'etat we had 4 years ago,
mm-hmm.
but we basically, he said, that we are bleeding on behalf of the Arab world. We're doing their dirty work over there as far as deposing, doing a regime change. on their problem, Saddam Hussein, as George Bush did their bidding senior over Kuwait.
Mm-hmm.
And as an exit strategy, I would hope that if Kerry is elected, he's able to find the same Kerry that came back from Vietnam and was against the war and worked as hard as he could to end the war. What Friedman said basically is, we should really just almost cut and run, pull the American troops into a safe zone in Iraq, out of harm's way. Let the country go into a civil war, which ultimately it's happening right now.
Mm-hmm.
They're killing their own children. At that point in time, when the Arab world, Saudi Arabia, Syria, Egypt, Jordan, when the problem becomes their problem, with refugees pouring over their borders to escape the civil war, at that point, they will intervene. Not the Germans, the French, you know, the Italians. It'll be the Arab world that'll solve their own problem in Iraq. And basically, just like the rest of the Arab world has been artificially created geographically and politically over the last 100 years, whether it was England or whatever occupying countries decided this is going to be Syria, this is going to be Iraq, this is
right.
going to be Iran, that the problems will be solved by the Arab world. And there'll be a Shiite state, or a quasi-Shiite state, a quasi-Sunni state, and a Kurdish state. And the Americans will keep a presence there just in case. But maybe we can move a lot of the troops over to Afghanistan or just bring them home. And yes, while this period of chaos, Friedman said, is going on over there, the oil pipeline in Iraq, which is a prime goal of the Bush administration, is going to be shut down for a while. And we'll suffer at the gas pump. I'm not a wealthy guy, but I'll pay extra money at the gas pump not to see American troops dying over there.
Sure.
And what Friedman said several months ago was he saw that if there was going to be a light at the end of the tunnel over there, it was when Iraqi, whether it's Iraqi police or an Iraqi military, start killing their own people on behalf of their government, their empowered government. So it may be what you call an indecent proposal, but I'd hope to see Kerry, if he's elected, you know, at least learn from Vietnam. Vietnam
yeah.
is not a threat to us
yeah.
30 years later. It wasn't a threat to us a year after we pulled out.
Yeah.
So,
well, Alan, you made some good points, whether they're yours or Friedman's or a distillation of the two. You make some good points. The problem is, it's what, I guess it was Colin Powell who said the Pottery Barn example, if you break it, you own it. We have gone into, right now it's Iraq, but we have gone into so many different countries in the Middle East, overtly, covertly, whether it's Iran, Iraq, Syria, Jordan, Lebanon. We have destabilized, we have overthrown, we have gone to two wars in the Middle East here with both Bushes. The chaos that we have caused, I agree, basically, pull back into a safe zone and leave. But here's the problem with that. The murder and the mayhem and the destruction that would occur of innocent people as a result of what we did. This is the problem. Bush has got us into a lose-lose situation, and he knows it. No matter what happens, no matter whether we stay and kill more Iraqis and lose more of our own people or pull out and watch Iraqis kill each other or people come across. Look, Iran would love to get a chunk of Iraq. Kuwait.
Well, that's
would,
why we would keep a military presence
but
in
then,
the safe
but
zone.
But then that's kind of, you know, it's a half measure. I don't know what to do. You know what to do? Move the Wayback Machine back 18 months and stay the hell out. Stay the hell out of Iraq.
They're already slaughtering their own babies. We can't do any worse than they're doing to their own. So if it's an unfortunate reality of the politic, of Kissinger's real politic, that a third party or a fourth or a fifth party going to come in their own interest and stop the killing and stabilize the area. It happened in Lebanon. It's happened, you know, over and over again. The Arab world will take care of their problem.
Why hasn't it happened in the occupied territories of Israel?
in the occupied territories of Israel?
Yeah, where Arab people, Palestinians, are being blown to pieces, and they are committing their own acts of terror against Israelis. Why haven't the Arab countries gone to bat for the Palestinians? I ask you that because an answer would perhaps give some insight into whether or not Arab countries would step into the mess in Iraq. You understand what I'm saying?
Well, the Arab countries have no power politically within Israel, but historically, they've attacked and gone to war against Israel. They've taken the UN and created Zionism as racism. They've taken world political propaganda against Israel to countries that couldn't have a care about what's going on in Israel. But they're pro-Arab for whatever reason. Maybe it has to do with oil.
But I guess the point I'm trying to make, this is not a racist statement, nor is it a statement of cultural imperialism. Arab people are tribal people. And you pointed out, most of the countries, including Israel, including the Arab countries in the Middle East, have been carved out of nothing. They were carved by the imperial powers. They were carved for political reasons, and they do not represent the real feelings of the people in that area. So it's an awful, awful, awful problem, Alan. I agree with you. I don't know what to do.
And the reason why we have the bin Ladens is really because we had become the Hessians for the Saudis.
That's it. That's it exactly.
If it wasn't for a United States military base in Saudi Arabia,
right,
and now in America,
there wouldn't have been an attack on the United States. I got to leave it there, Alan. Thank you. I appreciate your insight. Quick break, folks. We'll be back. I'm Mike Malloy.
Did you know that changing your oil every 3,000 miles is probably the most important thing you can do for your engine? And right now, you can treat your engine right and save money by getting premium Napa motor oil for just $1.09 a quart. This is the good stuff. So come into Napa Auto Parts today and stock up on premium Napa motor oil for just $1.09. Price does not include state, local taxes, and recycling fees.
Get the good stuff.
Napa. Get the good stuff.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the flagship station of Air America Radio.
Air America News, I'm Noam Layden. Though it was nothing like what took place in 1980, the Mount St. Helens volcano in Washington State had a small eruption today. Mount St. Helens tours manager Dawn Smith says today's eruption was relatively calm compared to the one 24 years ago.
They're quite deadly in comparison today. I mean, today was just a burp in comparison to actually 1980.
The eruption began shortly after noon and lasted 24 minutes, spewing columns of white steam and gray ash. Police have identified the human remains found in a Salt Lake City landfill as those of Lori Hacking. Salt Lake City Police Captain Mark Peck says the remains were uncovered in a landfill that searchers have been digging through since July.
They called the investigators in. Investigators came in and did their job, and those remains have now been positively identified through dental records to be those of Lori Hacking.
Lori's husband, Mark, has been charged with killing his 27-year-old wife who was pregnant. Detectives think he shot her while she slept in her bedroom, then disposed of her body and the murder weapon in a dumpster. The day after the first head-to-head presidential debate, Senator John Kerry stayed in the battleground state of Florida to campaign. At a rally in Kissimmee, Kerry touched on key domestic issues. The Democratic nominee criticized the tax decreases that President Bush backed.
His tax cut
relieved America of Homeland Security.
Meanwhile, President Bush going on the offensive following Thursday night's debate, speaking to supporters in New Hampshire. Bush chastised Senator Kerry's voting record on the war in Iraq.
Last night, my opponent said our troops deserve better. They certainly deserve better than they got from Senator Kerry when he voted to send them to war, then voted against funding our troops in combat.
Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger vetoed a bill that would allow cheaper Canadian prescription drugs to be imported to California. Steve Gonzalez has more.
The bill originated in L.A. and went all the way to Sacramento, and Councilman Dennis Zine said it would have really helped seniors and those who can't afford the high price of U.S. drugs.
The governor did not do any favor to the taxpayers, did not do any favor to the consumers by vetoing this bill. What he did is help the pharmaceutical industry, but he did not help the consumers.
He said the health of many Californians will deteriorate now because they can't afford to buy U.S. drugs. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Gonzalez.
Former President Jimmy Carter celebrating his 80th birthday today at the Carter Presidential Library in Atlanta with his favorite entertainment, the best-selling piano player in history. Roger Williams is also celebrating his 80th birthday. To commemorate the event, Williams will perform piano pieces nonstop for over 13 hours. President Carter said the tribute is unforgettable.
Well, this is really a special day for me personally, and I know for Roger Williams as well, and for his family who are here, and my family who's going to be here later on today. And this is going to be one of the finest events of the history of the Carter Center and the Carter Presidential Library, and also my own life.
Officials at the Carter Center inviting the public to the marathon concert free of charge. I'm Noam Layden, Air America News.
Seasonal allergies are in full bloom, Ragweed.
A great time to make them suffer, Pollen.
Why take an OTC allergy medicine that stops working in 6 hours? Just one dose of Once Daily Allegra with fexofenadine lasts up to 4 times longer than one dose of most OTC allergy medicines. Comparison based on label directions. See our ad in Prevention Magazine. Visit Allegra.com or call 1-800-ALLEGRA. For people 12 and over, side effects alone may include headache, cold, or backache.
Long-lasting Allegra takes the fun out of our allergy season.
Talk to your doctor. Today, take Once Daily Allegra. The relief goes on.
Your dog eats your new sofa. Pet satisfaction rating 3%. Your hairdresser doesn't know burnt auburn from burnt toast. Hair color satisfaction rating 5%. After years of marriage, your husband still leaves the seat up. Spouse satisfaction rating minus 2%. Your car insurance company saves you hundreds of dollars and handles your claim quickly and fairly. Car insurance satisfaction rating 97%. Oh, you must have Geico.
Geico's customer satisfaction stands at 97%. How would you rate your car insurance company? Geico. 1-800-947-AUTO.
Former Hershey syrup users are telling us why they switched to Rich Chocolate Ovaltine.
I was looking for something more nutritious for the kids because they drink a lot of chocolate milk. I never really thought about Ovaltine until we went to my mother-in-law's house. Now, that's all we drink. I even got my mom to try Ovaltine. She was a die-hard Hershey syrup person, and so she had to drink Rich Chocolate Ovaltine. She loved the Ovaltine taste. Now she drinks it, too.
Ovaltine. Try it for the nutrition. Keep buying it for the taste.
More Ovaltine, please!
As a pharmacist, I get lots of questions this time of year. It's the season for scrapes, itchy bug bites, and rashes. That's why I recommend Maximum Strength Gold Bond Cream and First Aid Spray for fast, soothing relief. Gold Bond Cream has two maximum strength medicines that are proven to relieve pain and itch really fast. And Gold Bond First Aid Spray, in an easy-to-use pump, helps stop pain and itch. Plus, it helps kill germs that can lead to infection. This summer, get Gold Bond and get fast, soothing relief you can trust.
Honey, come on. Time to get up.
What?
People will be here soon.
Oh, all right. I'm going to take a shower. Who are you?
Hi, we're here for the open house. The sign says for sale by owner.
That is you, right? Nice sink.
Thank you.
Not working with a Century 21 agent? Only Century 21 agents offer the Century 21 Service Pledge. Just one of the ways to help reduce the stress of selling real estate. Century21.com. Real estate for your world.
The Century 21 Pledge is offered by participating offices. Each office is independently owned and operated.
Air America's Morning Sedition.
I'm Mark Maron. Join me and Mark Riley for the best of Morning Sedition on Saturday. A nostalgic look back at the days before Kerry spanked Bush and sent him to his room. How did Howard Dean do predicting the debate outcome? How did Reverend Al do? Judge for yourself when we put him on the spot. Plus, the guys from GNN.TV on their book True Lies. All that and the liberal agenda in my dream diary. Saturday's best of Morning Sedition. Welcome back, Truth Seekers. 6:30 past the hour. This is Air America Radio. I'm Mike Malloy. Focus of the program tonight is you and your take on what we all witnessed last night in the first Q&A session between Kerry and Bush. So back to it. George is calling from Maryland. George, thanks for holding on. Welcome to the program.
Oh, hi, Mike. I have to admit, last night before the debate, I was extremely nervous. I thought that Kerry, you know, might have blown it, you know, before it even started, because I thought he was going to talk in words that people would not understand, but that turned out to be wrong, and I was very glad about that. But the biggest thing that I thought, you know, I was at a house party last night, and despite my nervous pacing, the one thing that really made me realize that Kerry won the debate was when Bush said that he should put a leash on his daughters. And all I could think of, and the people in the room, was Abu Ghraib. And I was going like, whoa, whoa, whoa. That was just like...
Oh, my God. You know, that blew right past me. I didn't... I remember he said it, talking about his own daughters. And he kind of... It was kind of like sotto voce. You know, he said it kind of quietly.
And all I could sotto voce. It's how a commercial could be made with something like that, yeah, on a very humorous level on the internet. I said, well, that was good. That was good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to keep this short, Mike, and let you get back to the other callers. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for checking in. Appreciate your call, George. Emily is calling from New York City. Emily, welcome to the program, and thank you for holding on.
Sure. A caller called in earlier. This might be sort of moot at this point, but he said that he regretted that Kerry had mentioned that the subways were closed in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in New York at the time. I was actually at the protest march. And I think the subways were closed around Penn Station, so I just wanted to clear that up.
Oh, that's where it did occur. I know what Kerry said was that the subways were unprotected and open, I believe, during the Republican National Convention. But I have friends in New York who told me what you just said, that there were certain areas that were definitely closed off. The subway stops were you couldn't get in, you couldn't get out.
Yeah, I think it was just around that one area.
Uh-huh.
But something that I also wanted to bring up was that right now, obviously, Kerry is looking great in the polls as far as the debate, and that's wonderful, but we have to remember to keep that where it is right now, that we have to keep reminding our newspapers and media channels that we can't forget that he did very well after his first debate. We can't let it just, you know, disappear.
Yeah, that is so the truth. It's very easy, like I said earlier in the program. I almost feel like I was at a party last night that was pretty cool and had a great time. Then you get that post-party letdown and you go, oh, well. And that's kind of the way I felt today. You know, Kerry really showed a contrast between, if nothing else, a decent human being and a thug. But the election was not last night. The election is November 2nd, so you're absolutely right.
Right, and we just have to keep pressing that. If at any point the media starts to just glance over the fact that Kerry did so well, we have to keep reminding them that, no, he did do extremely well. That was part of the problem with Al Gore, that he did win the first debate, and people started to forget that after a while.
Yeah, that's right. One interesting stat I heard today from somebody, from one of the talking heads, that as many as 10 million fewer people will watch the second debate. That historically has been the case. Everybody tunes into the first one, they make up their mind, they split.
Right.
And I don't think that's going to be the case. I think especially Tuesday night, people are going to tune in to watch John Edwards take this smirking thug Dick Cheney
that'll
apart bolt by bolt. You know, it'll be worth it'll be worth watching. And then the second and third debates between Too Stupid to Be President and Senator Kerry will be interesting, too. And what we're going to do here at Air America Tuesday, same commercial-free coverage, not just Tuesday, but for the second and third presidential debates. So, and all of these start at 9 Eastern time. So we're going to be using basically the same format that we used last night, commercial-free for the entire 90 minutes, and then discussion afterward about what happens. So It'll be interesting to me to see how Nielsen counts the viewers that show up for the second presidential debate, because I think people are interested now that they have seen that Kerry makes this guy look like the street punk that he really is.
He was amazing. These little hunched shoulders, over his little total lectern. He looked terrible, like a little schoolyard bully, like people have been saying.
Yeah, I got somebody sent me something today. Where is it? This is from America Coming Together Act. One underreported story from last night's debate was that Bush drank from his glasses of water 15 times.
Wow.
And then they say, nervous, Mr. President? Yeah. Well, that's what happened. You know, and he did look like he couldn't wait to get out of there and fix himself a scotch and water.
He looked completely on the defensive, and Kerry looked poised and confident and informed.
He did indeed. Emily, thanks a lot for checking in.
Sure.
All right. Appreciate it. Appreciate it very much. He did, didn't he? I mean, he looked like an alcoholic. No offense to alcoholics. Look, I respect the fact that people get on the wagon, they try to cut their alcoholism. It took me 10 years to stop smoking. I understand what it's like to break an addiction. You know, unlike the pig man, I've never been addicted to anything in my life except the worst one, nicotine. And it took a long time, 8 or 9 starts and stops and start. And I've been, I'm smoke free for 2 years now. So I understand about an alcoholic. I've got friends who are in AA who constantly are struggling against it and constantly in need of support. George Bush is not one of those people. And I what I saw last night was a guy who claims he stopped drinking. Maybe he did stop cold turkey. But if you drink for as many years as George Bush did, if you're an alcoholic to the extent that George Bush was an alcoholic, you can't stop on a dime. You can't do it unless you're Superman. And if there's anything George is not, it's in super control of his own emotions or his own anything about himself. He's not in control. This is a guy who could fly off the handle at the drop of a hat. As a matter of fact, that's what I thought was going to happen last night a couple of times when Senator Kerry just bored in with truth, that's all, and wouldn't stand there and take any BS from this thug. And the look on Bush's face, like, oh my God, this is not the White House press corps. This is not somebody I can say sit down and be quiet. This is not somebody who is scared of me because I'm the President of the United States. This is somebody who wants my job. It was great to watch, wasn't it? Bush and Cheney, the DUI twins, drunk and drunker. Jayanthi is calling from New Jersey. Jayanthi, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
I voted for Gore 4 years ago, and I was outraged when Bush got the presidency.
Uh-huh.
The only reason I kept my cool was I thought, how can one man upset a whole ship? Because I thought the government is a big machinery, like a big ship.
Right, right.
And he unleashed this terror in the world. It's going to take a really long time to fix this.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to take a really long time and a very concentrated effort. Since you have international listeners, I'd like to get this off my chest, too, that Tony Blair has blood on his hands.
Oh, God,
because
yes.
Because if that man had not supported this lunatic, none of this would have happened.
It definitely would have been a break on Bush's impulsive rush to go see thousands of people die.
He would not have gone, and he wouldn't have got the support of Australia or Poland or Turkey. I mean, Turkey almost gave him support.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He wouldn't have had all that support to go in. He and his administration have unleashed terror on the world.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I watched 2020 tonight, and I'm appalled that Neil Bush is just as bad as anyone else in the Bush family.
That's why, that's why I call them the Bush crime family. Every single one of Barbara Bush's boys Had they been born 100 years ago, would have been outlaws with a price on their heads. Every single one of them. Pappy Bush is the same way. This is a dysfunctional family that is making the rest of the world suffer to the tune of thousands upon thousands of deaths. Who is able to count how many people have died because of Bush family policies going all the way back to Prescott Bush, who helped with the rise of the Nazis? Who can count how many dead because of this family, J. Anthony?
It's terrible. I mean, this is a democracy. So all that our administration, our government is doing is in every one of us's name. It's in our...
That's right. That's right. You're absolutely
and
right.
You are doing your bit. You are doing your bit by informing the people.
Well, thank you for contributing. Hey, Jayante, we got a break. Thank you so much. I appreciate your call. You have a great weekend. Quick break here. We'll be back, folks. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. So I don't care. Compassionate conservative. Don't know what it means. It's something we could definitely press release. Texas leaves the world in the death penalty.
With kids going back to school, it's a good time to make sure your children's health records are up to date. Have they had all their immunizations? Do school records reflect all your child's allergies? A free child health booklet from the Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality, or ARC, can help you keep track of your children's health. Dr. Carolyn Clancy is the director of ARC.
Being up to date on immunizations is one important way for parents to keep their children healthy. But parents and families should make sure their children get other types of preventive care, like regular dental checkups and periodic hearing and vision tests. The handy and portable charts in ARC's Child Health Guide can help parents discuss these and other important health issues with their child's doctor.
For a free copy of the Child Health Guide, call the ARC Publications Clearinghouse at 1-800-358-9295. That's 1-800-358-9295. I'm Bob Tebow for the Consumer Radio Network.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
I am 39 years old. I've been slowly balding over the last 10 years. Thanks to Avacor, my hair is coming back and I couldn't be more excited.
The best product that I've tried.
Avacor is the product of the 21st century.
If you're losing your hair and haven't tried Avacor yet, how about a free month supply? We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Avacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair.
Call 800-662-8168 for your risk-free trial of Avacor. Call now, 800-662-8168. That's 800-662-8168. And remember, all of today's orders will receive an additional month's supply of Avacor absolutely free. Call 800-662-8168.
This is the sound of an AK-47 being fired at you. This is the sound of a rocket-propelled grenade headed your way. This is the sound of a bullet ricocheting off your helmet. This is the sound of an anti-personnel landmine exploding underneath you. This is the sound of a car bomb exploding less than a block away. And this?
These people don't fly George W. Bush with the
That's the sound of people who have never heard these sounds arguing about something they know absolutely nothing about. Maybe we should start listening to the people who were there. Go to optruth.org to find out how you can really help support our troops in Iraq and Afghanistan. Operation Truth. We were there.
Paid for by Operation Truth, Incorporated.
Attention, smokers. Find out how to get 2 free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right. The makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next 2 cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month.
love now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke Free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke Free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days, guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next two cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
Nothing like having a few friends over for a cocktail or two.
Air America Radio, that's where you've got your radio, your computer, your satellite service tuned. Air America Radio, thank you very much. The phone number here is 866-303-2270 if you want to call in. My name is Mike Malloy. I've said this before, and it bears repeating again. I really do apologize for the abruptness sometimes when I have to end the phone call. Most of the people who call this program, we love to hear what you have to say. That's what makes the program. We do this program a little bit differently from other talk radio shows across the fruited plain. For the most part, I think what people have to say is very interesting, right? Don't you agree? That's why you tune in, to hear what other people are saying. And sometimes, I do have to end the call because we've got to go to a break, or we've got it's like stacking airplanes over a landing field, over an airport. And sometimes I have callers who've been circling for as much as an hour, and I just have to move on. So please don't be offended if I have to end the call kind of abruptly, because I know I've done it tonight to three or four people, and I apologize for the abruptness, but it has to do with the mechanics of the program. That's all. Nothing personal. All right. Okay. Carlos is calling from Austin, Texas. Carlos, welcome to the program.
Yes. Hello, Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing great. I have a comment and a question about the debate between Bush and Kerry.
Sure, let her rip.
Well, first let me say that I detest Bush. No one can detest him more than I do. Anyway, I feel that during the debate, the idiot-in-chief, the commander-in-chief, W, gave Kerry the perfect opportunity to define the debate, to encapsulate the debate, because W, or the idiot-in-chief, was acknowledging that the war in Iraq was not going as smoothly as he would like to have it go. Mm-hmm. And he said something to the effect, I'm not quoting him word for word, but he said, I know that the war in Iraq is hard work. I know that the war in terror is hard work. I see it on TV.
I know.
I fell off my chair when he said that, but I thanked, I'm agnostic, but I sort of thanked someone for that comment. And I was just waiting for Kerry to come back and say something like, Mr. President, that is exactly the problem.
Mm-hmm.
You get your view of warfare from watching it on TV. You don't know what warfare is.
Yeah.
Mr. President, I can tell you that war is unspeakable horror. Mr. President, you don't have a clue. And I think that would have encapsulated so much.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when I see W's port pictures, on TV when he was in the Air National Guard and when he was in that little baseball uniform, I mean, he looks like the punk that he is.
Yeah, it was a joke to him. The Texas Air National Guard, the Alabama Guard, that was a joke to him. He was a poseur. That was Bush. Look at me. I've got a uniform. Look at me. They trust me to fly this outdated F-4, whatever the hell he was flying. Look at me. Look at me. A phony, a sneak, a liar, a cheat. I can't stand that.
Why didn't Kerry trounce on that and say something like that?
You know the reason, Carlos, because the media... I'll tell you why. Because the media would have beat up on Kerry even worse than they did when the debate was over. I can understand Kerry has got to... He's got to walk around Bush like he used to walk through the jungles of Vietnam, looking out for punji sticks and booby traps. I'm sure that Kerry, being the man that he is, probably had something similar to the same thought that you had.
Yeah.
But he didn't. He doesn't... he didn't go for the jugular because he understands that if he does, these bastards in the media would turn him into hamburger meat.
Wow. Well, I was thinking, well, that was the opportunity to encapsulate the debate.
Well, you're right. Yeah, it would have been great. It would have been great. It would have been
a headline because, I mean, this guy is a punk.
Well, no, the headline would have been Kerry hits Bush with low blow. That's what the headline would have been. You understand?
Yeah, I was just wondering about that.
Well, there you go.
You made reference earlier to Cheney. Mm-hmm. I mean, this guy is evil incarnate.
Oh, he is.
How many times has this moron been on his deathbed? You know, with his kicker. But yet the man still gets out of bed and continues to plot evil around the world.
And continues to plunder and loot and pillage. Hey, Carlos, got to leave it there. Thanks, pal.
Hey, listen, well, thank you for letting me make my point.
Absolutely. Appreciate you checking in. George is calling from Texas. George, welcome to the program. Hey, George.
I thought I'd give you a quote from one of my favorite people here in Texas.
Okay. Jim Molly Hightower. Ivins? Who?
Jim Hightower.
Jim Hightower, my man, my main man.
Yeah, well, Jim Hightower says it's silly to consider Bush as being stupid because he's not, but said he doesn't have the brain power to do the heavy lifting. You know, he lets other people do it for him.
Right.
And a little blurb here for the coming debate between Cheney and you know, with
Edwards.
Edwards, yeah, I'm sorry, I'm losing it here.
That's all right. That happens to me all the time.
Okay. He said, well, Cheney couldn't be put. Bush has been the front man for all of them because he couldn't put Cheney as the front man because he got a smile like a landlord who just finished evicting another widow.
Yes, he does, doesn't he?
But I do have a comment about the Florida elections here. I think it's kind of important.
All right.
I'm really interested in Latin America because Spanish is my second language. At any rate, we've sent people down to Mexico to take a look at their elections and stuff, haven't we?
Mm-hmm.
Well, why don't they send some up here to take care of Florida for us?
That would be a good idea, wouldn't it? There's an awful lot of Spanish speakers in Florida. If Vicente Fox...
Yeah, most of them are Republicans down there.
Well, that's true, but if Vicente Fox would send a couple observers up, that would be great. We are going to have observers from, Northern Europe are going to come and watch and make sure that our elections are as fair as the Bush crime family will allow.
There's a magazine down there that I think that might be willing to send some people up here.
Yeah?
It's called Siempre, or Always.
Uh-huh.
And it's a pretty good magazine. In fact, they had an article there with Vicente Fox one time, and they had a quote for him. He said, translated, said, "I'll govern for the screwed ones." In Spanish, they said, "Gobernaré para los jodidos." Anyway, what was funny was I was bringing it across one time, and this one guy at one of the custom guys said, "Well, you know that's a communist magazine, don't you?"
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I didn't know it was, and I didn't really care. I didn't think it's any of his business. But these people would be more than willing to send some of the birds.
That would be great. I'd love to see it happen. George, I got to leave you there. Thanks, pal. I appreciate you checking in. You have a nice evening, okay? Take care, sir.
Decirle que Bush ha vendido su alma. Gana dinero. Jorge Bush gana dinero. Gana dinero.
The best things in life aren't always free, like free radicals that may have harmful effects on your body. That's why there's Nature's Bounty antioxidants like vitamin C and E and CoQ10 to neutralize excess free radicals and help reduce the premature aging of cells.
Now find a $1 off coupon good on any Nature's Bounty product in this Sunday's newspaper. That's a $1 off coupon in your July 25th Sunday newspaper.
The best things in life, they're from Nature's Bounty.
Nature's Bounty. A natural part of life.
If you're in sales and aren't using WebEx, you could be losing money. Big money. With WebEx, the leader in web meetings, you get the interactivity of face-to-face meetings without the hassle and expense of flying or driving. And because WebEx meetings are so convenient, you'll make more sales presentations, which means bigger commissions for you. Go to WebEx.com for a 14-day free trial to see how powerful a WebEx sales meeting can be. Be where you need to be with WebEx meetings. Get started with a 14-day free trial. That's WebEx.com.
And we go live now to Andy in the Air and our traffic chopper with today's traffic report.
Thanks, Todd. Traffic is moving smoothly eastbound on Route 1. No delays there. Moderate congestion at exit 17 northbound on the parkway. Expect a 15-minute delay. And there are heavy, heavy delays on the southbound thruway between exit 2 and exit 8 near the shopping center.
Can you see what's going on down there, Andy?
Well, there looks to be an overturned, oversized belly in the right lane. Extremely large, blocking all traffic.
I'm sorry, I don't have a great connection here. Did you say belly?
That's right, Todd, and a rather large one at that. It looks as if someone lost it from walking across the shopping center parking lot to the stores.
Well, there you have it. Heavy congestion due to a heavy belly. Stay tuned for another belly update at the top of the hour.
Small step number 43. Park further from the store and walk. It's just one of the many small steps you can take to help you become a healthier, well, you. Get started at www.smallstep.gov and take a small step to get healthy.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hi, Orkin Man here with a pest control secret. You know, people aren't the only ones who flock to the water this time of year. Millions of ants do, too. So it's common to find them near dishwashers and kitchen sinks. If you spot a few strolling along your kitchen counter with beach umbrellas and little teeny tiny flip-flops, you're not the only one. To end this pool party, call me at Orkin. We've been helping to protect homes for over 100 years. Well, this is the Orkin Man saying, if it bugs you, bug me at 1-800-ORKINMAN.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
Hi, this is Miley Carpenter, food editor at Time Out New York, inviting you to sample more than 35 of Time Out's favorite restaurants at Eating and Drinking, a tasting celebration. This Monday at Splashlight Studios, 529 West 35th Street between 10th and 11th Avenues. For just $75, you can try dishes from Nobu, David Burke and Donatella, WD-50, and more. Plus, walk away with a free copy of our new 2005 Eating and Drinking Guide. Tickets are available at the door or at www.timeoutny.com.
Unfiltered. Monday on Unfiltered. It's our continuing bombastic look at candidates in important races. Who is Catherine Harris's worst nightmare in the Sunshine State? Jan Schneider from Florida is here. And who could become the youngest woman ever voted to Congress? Samara Berend from New York is here. Ladies, get in free on Unfiltered.
This Wednesday, Chuck D and Rachel Maddow on Air America Radio.
Seven before the hour, Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thanks again for choosing us tonight. Richard is calling from New Jersey. Richard, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks a lot, Mike. Love your show. I listen to you, Randy, and Al Franken every chance I get.
Man, you can't lose with that combination.
You're right. I've been listening to Air America since day one, and you guys have been saving my mental sanity.
Well, good.
I told your screen initially that I got a couple of these evangelicals living next door to me for a couple of years now, okay? And when I first moved in, it was all right, you know? It was friendly. But then once they started asking me if I was saved or if I'd been born again, all hell started to break loose. And I started out by trying to be nice with them, you know? But that didn't last long. And they got their attitude towards me became more and more rage-filled. I could feel the rage, okay?
Yeah.
So lately I was having some sport with them. I made up a couple of T-shirts. One said, God is not a Republican. And the other one said, Bush knows not God. And the, both of them drove them crazy, and they started questioning me. They walked into the lion's den there with me, because I was raised Roman Catholic, as I know you were. But I was also raised to read the Bible.
Wait. One correction. No, I wasn't. I'm Italian and Irish, but believe it or not, I was not raised Catholic.
Okay. That was my assumption. I just assumed
that's
Italian
right.
And Irish, you were raised Roman Catholic.
No, I was. My grandmother was the only member of my family that pushed any religion into me. It was and bless her heart, I loved her to death. But her religion was a little bit wacky. It was just a Southern Baptist, fundamentalist, evangelical, sort of like your neighbors. Only my grandma was a decent human being. Sounds like your neighbors are psychos.
Well, as are the born again evangelicals typically are psychos.
That's most right.
I have not yet met one that wasn't.
I know.
Anyway, so they tried to engage me on that point about the Bush thing. I said, you know, you're Matthew. And they said, what do you mean, Matthew? I said, well, doesn't it say in Matthew there'll be many who will cry, Lord, Lord? And I would say, I knew ye not. And they got that, and it really bothered them. And I said, how about your Luke? He said, what did you do the least? What are you talking about, Luke? I said, well, what about what Jesus says about the poor? Whatever you do the least of these, you do to me.
Right.
And they couldn't handle that. But then, you know, going from there to Bush, first of all, I thought Bush got his hind kicked in the debate last night.
I was listening to
on the radio. I didn't watch it on television. I listened on Air America Radio. But what I noticed more and more in the tone of his voice as I was listening, and I am one of those people you talk about, by the way. I am a 5-year recovering alcoholic, okay?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
I don't go to AA much anymore, but I did for many years. I had to stop going on a regular basis because I finally got tired of the brainwashing. They tried to do the religious brainwashing that was going on.
Yeah,
okay?
Yeah.
Tried to back off from that, but I still maintain my program recovery. And the thing I noticed, I'm going to make you a little prediction here, okay, based on what I heard in Green last night.
Okay.
Bush is either not going to make it through these three debates. He's going to either have a nervous breakdown, or number two, at the end he's going to need a month down in Crawford so he can go on a bender. Because this man is not a sober alcoholic. I don't care what anybody tries to tell me. He is not a dry drunk. He's been drinking right along. He has never, in my opinion, gone a whole year in his life without getting drunk.
Really? Is that what you see? Because I've got some friends who've been in AA, and they deal with the, you know, let go, let God stuff. But they tell me that they think he's a dry drunk. But your opinion is he's not dry at all, right?
My opinion is, if he's dry, it's never been for more than a couple months at a time.
All right.
Because you can tell by the stress level he's under. Just even listening to the wacko stuff on the top of the hour news tonight that he was saying about how Kerry didn't, you know, I was listening, I couldn't believe what he was saying.
I know.
I mean, this man has gotten every dime he's ever wanted approved by this Congress. He's gotten every tax cut he's ever wanted. How can he pin it on Kerry? How can he say that Kerry did not give him the money?
He's
whether
a drunk?
Kerry voted for the money or not, he got every dime he's wanted. He's a wacko, he's a drunk, and I'm sorry. I don't care what your friends say. And it's my humble opinion, because I got a lot of work to do on myself yet. In my 25 years of watching a lot of people like this, this guy is not a recovering alcoholic by any stretch of the imagination. He is not a dry drunk. He has got to be drinking at least periodically to avoid a total nervous breakdown.
Well, that's an interesting perspective, and I have to say, you're not the first one that's come up with that. I wouldn't be the least bit surprised. I'd love to see him go on a bender. Oh, my God, I would love to have that get out where? The Drudge Report, or the Pig Man, Limbaugh, or the Baby Jesus, Sean Hannity. Where they would have to deal with that, Richard.
Mike, it'll never get out, Mike. It will never get out.
You're probably right, Richard. Thanks.
Take care.
All right, sir. Appreciate it. I've had people call the program that I was doing before I joined Air America, who swore that on different press conferences or public appearances that Bush had just tossed two or three back. And, what can I say? I say, yeah, really? Or no, that's not true? Or so I just listen. But I wouldn't be surprised. I would not be surprised that this guy is, whatever. God, it just pisses me off so bad. You know what I'm? It just so pisses me off that my country is in the clutches of this evil family, of this crime family. These evil people who are just literally. Literally tearing my country to shreds. Not for much longer. Not for much longer. Melanie is calling from Tampa. Melanie, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Also, I love your show.
Well, thanks.
I see there's a forum on BBC called Have Your Say Online, and There was a forum for the debate last night, and I just wanted to read a couple of the interesting comments that I saw.
Go ahead.
Okay, the first one is, Bush showed America why he will win. He makes tough decisions. Everyone knows he isn't the best speaker, but he handled himself well against John Kerry, who is desperate for a debate win. Fortunately for Bush, tonight was a draw.
Oh, my God. Give me another one.
Okay. To all those in this debate who thought Kerry won, which debate were you watching? Bush did a magnificent job exposing Kerry's wavering and varying opinions from Iraq to the Patriot Act. The sad thing is the likes of us in this country have grown used to the politicians of little substance. So the likes of Bush, determined, steadfast, and honest, causes many of us here to feel uncomfortable.
Oh, my God. And these are British citizens who have written
one
this?
One person is, well, the first person was from Oxford, Ohio, and the second guy is from UK.
All right, what's your opinion, Melanie?
It's ridiculous. Obviously, I thought that Kerry did a really good job. I saw it on TV, and I was just like, you cannot compare the difference between the two speakers. The stance and just the way they spoke.
Right.
The five-second pauses Bush took all the time. It was just ridiculous.
Yeah, it's like his neural synapses in his brain just wouldn't fire, you know? I mean, too much serotonin was not being uptaked or some whatever the hell it is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's just like nothing would fire. Again, relying on my friends who have been addicted to stuff, you know, cocaine will do that to you. I understand alcohol will do that to you, where the synapses just won't fire, so to speak. You know, it's not fire, but, well, it is in a sense. Electrical charges, they just don't jump across that gap anymore. So he stands there like the moron that he is, and it's excruciatingly embarrassing, aside from the fact that it's infuriating to think that this guy was handed the presidency by these five thugs on the United States Supreme Court. It's an outrage. But, hey, two more months and it's over.
Yeah, I'm so glad I'm old enough to vote now. I'm only 19, so last time I remember we were talking about it in my history class. So I'm really glad I'm old enough to vote. And I think this election is definitely more crucial than the last one.
I think you're right. Melanie, thanks. Good to hear from you. I hope you call
Thank
again,
you.
Okay? All
Bye.
Right, take care. Take care. I hope that there is just an abundance of 19-year-olds like Melanie who get involved online, who check out comments from not just United States but around the globe, who are thrilled to have the franchise to vote. Bless your heart, Melanie. Jim is calling from Raleigh, North Carolina. Hey, Jim, welcome to the program.
Hello, Michael. I just wanted to say, I heard, it might have been on Air America this morning. I'm in Raleigh, North Carolina now, originally from New Jersey, New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
And a New York Post reporter last night was questioning Karl Rove and asked him something along the lines of, do you think your candidate hurt his chances? And Karl Rove naturally replied, oh no, I think George Bush did very well. And the reporter from the New York Post, a Rupert Murdoch paper, said, and you can say that with a straight face.
Really?
Now, my point is, can us Democrats please stop deifying this guy? I mean, to quote you, to quote four words you said about five phone calls ago, phony, cheat, liar, sneak.
Right.
If we were sitting across a gambling table, a poker table from this guy on a Mississippi riverboat in the last century,
uh-huh.
You wouldn't deify him by calling him a genius and an expert and all of this. You'd
right.
stand up and shoot him.
That's right. That's absolutely right. Twice.
Yeah, once in the head, once in the heart, to be sure.
Right. If it was 100 years ago, and if we were on a gambling boat on the Mississippi, a hypothetical. Right, Jim?
This guy is dealing off the bottom of the deck.
Yes, he is.
Let's call him for what he is.
I hear that loud and clear. Thanks, Jim.
Okay, you're welcome.
All right, appreciate your call. You know, when Homeland Security that monitors this program, monitors this entire network, but when they hear that, wait, what did they say? Are they plotting against Karl Rove? Yeah, here, plot this. Mike is calling from L.A. Mike, welcome to the program.
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, I'm doing fine. Dad, you're welcome.
I wanted to talk about my dad, who is a Christian minister and a Kerry supporter. But real quickly, earlier one of your other callers mentioned how Bush said it was hard to watch the war on TV.
Yeah.
I also noticed during the debate he mentioned how hard it was to talk to one of the widows.
Yeah.
He didn't say how hard it was for her. He talked about how hard it was for him.
Sure.
To be there, and it probably was hard for him.
That's
he talked
right.
a lot about how hard it was to be commander-in-chief, but he has no idea how hard it is to be a soldier. Anyway, my dad is one of the sweetest, most generous men you'll ever meet. He has traveled to Russia to help orphans, and he has toured the United States to raise money for orphans, and he writes a weekly column, and he counsels people on communication. And
hey, Mike, can you hold on a second?
Sure.
All right. Well, I've got to take a break here, and I want to hear more of what you got to say. So just hold on. I'll come back to you right after the break. It's about 15 before the hour. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
It's too late now, and I know you'll never change. And she said, you're just a Coca-Cola cowboy. You got an Eastwood smile and Robert Redford hair. But you walked across my heart like it was Texas.
For free confidential small business advice, call SCORE at 800-634-0245 or log on to SCORE.org. Every year, thousands of people get help from SCORE when starting or growing their companies, and you can be one of them.
My SCORE counselor taught me how to create a business plan and make sound financial projections so that I could get a small business loan. I don't think I could have approached my bank so confidently without SCORE's help.
SCORE mentors can help with business planning, cash flow management, and market analysis.
My SCORE mentor walked me through the steps of identifying a market, researching the competition, pricing my product, and so much more.
Call SCORE at 800-634-0245 to meet with experts who have been in your shoes.
All I really needed was a sounding board for my ideas, someone I could trust. My SCORE counselor talked me through my business questions and gave me the courage I needed to expand.
If you're a small business owner or thinking about starting a company, call SCORE today, 800-634-0245, or visit SCORE.org for free confidential advice. SCORE is a nonprofit association and a resource partner with the U.S. Small Business Administration.
Every day, Americans play a game. The stakes are very high.
Now stepping to the plate, the Smith family going for a home loan. The loan officer's checking their credit report. This one's going to be close.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and find out how to get your credit report instantly and online for free.
It's a home run.
Log on to freecreditreport.com and win the biggest game of your life. Freecreditreport.com.
To the discriminating driver, a luxurious driving experience isn't an option as much as a requirement. That's why Goodyear developed the new Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. Not only does this tire offer a distinct upscale appearance, it delivers a smooth, quiet, comfortable ride. Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. It's the ultimate accessory for your luxury vehicle. For complete details and the retailer nearest you, call 1-800-GOODYEAR.
For just 45 cents a day, you can have 8 weeks of the Wall Street Journal delivered to your home or office every business day. That's just 45 cents a day for the insights, analysis, and news relevant to the business of your life. Every business day, the Wall Street Journal delivers the top news from every market, industry, and corner of the globe. But because life isn't just business, the Journal's innovative personal journal section translates today's news into the useful information you need to save time and money. From scoring travel discounts to better banking deals, Personal Journal provides practical guidance you can use. Call now and take advantage of the Journal's special introductory offer. Save 55% off the Journal's newsstand price when you order an 8-week subscription for just 45 cents a day. This offer is available for a limited time to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Don't miss out. Call 800-889-1001. That's 800-889-1001 for the Wall Street Journal.
As a pharmacist, I get lots of questions this time of year. It's the season for scrapes, itchy bug bites, and rashes. That's why I recommend Maximum Strength Gold Bond Cream and First Aid Spray for fast, soothing relief. Gold Bond Cream has two maximum strength medicines that are proven to relieve pain and itch really fast. And Gold Bond First Aid Spray, in an easy-to-use pump, helps stop pain and itch. Plus, it helps kill germs that can lead to infection. This summer, get Gold Bond and get fast, soothing relief you can trust.
Honey, come on. Time to get up.
What?
People will be here soon.
All right. I'm going to take a shower. Ah! Who are you?
Hi. We're here for the open house. The sign says for sale by owner.
That is you, right? Nice sink.
Thank you.
Not working with the Century 21 agent? Only Century 21 agents offer the Century 21 Service Pledge. Just one of the ways to help reduce the stress of selling real estate. Century21.com. Real estate for your world.
The Century 21 pledge is offered by participating offices. Each office is independently owned and operated.
Before the hour, quickly, credit where credit's due. The program engineer in New York City tonight by Colin Tipton and Jason Isaac. Linda Blake answered your calls. Chris in Minnesota is our senior correspondent. Ben Birch at WhiteRoseSociety.org archives the program. Mark Marshall at MaximumInteractive.com takes care of my website. Check it out sometime. And Catherine Bay is our executive producer. Don't forget, over the weekend, check out AirAmericaRadio.com. Back to Mike in L.A. Mike, go ahead. Tell us about your dad.
Sure, yeah. It's not a real long story. It's just that he's the real deal. He does charitable works, never brags about it. I'm bragging on him, but he's not like that. He's just incredibly humble and giving and spiritual. And last time I saw him, he told me, he's a minister, and he tells me about his congregations and the things that they say about Bush and supporting Bush. They all support Bush. He just tells me he is so embarrassed and horrified by the way that people will treat
sure.
the Bible and religion to justify the things that Bush is doing, and to put themselves behind it.
Yeah, it's apparent that your dad is the kind of Christian who follows the teachings of Christ, and not some perverted, twisted political message that has been wrung out of Christianity. Your dad has my deepest respect.
Yeah, pretty radical guy, actually.
Yeah, sounds like it. Well, Mike, thanks for. More? Go ahead.
Well, just one quick thing, too. I was on an internet board earlier tonight arguing, and a woman was making a pro-life argument for Bush, and somebody pointed out his execution record in Texas.
Yeah.
And she said, oh, no, I doubt that.
Doubt
like,
that?
Yeah, we're like, no, it's fact. It's clear. Everybody knows that there were a lot of executions in Texas. And she's like, no, there weren't.
Oh, my God.
I know. So we started citing things, and and she just denied it. And it's like, how do you argue with that?
You can't. You cannot. I found that to be true, not just with the religious right, but the political right. You can bring out any fact that you want to bring out, and when the facts can't be refuted, they simply deny the facts.
Yeah. That's the interesting thing is it was actually really hard to find an article on the Fox News website about it. I wanted to give her a source that she would trust. It was really hard. It was a lot easier to find one on CNN.com.
Why not send
Fox News.com? I really had to dig for it.
Maybe you could send her to Texas Department of Corrections. I'm sure they keep records. You know?
I found some really good government stats. I was going for the news organization.
Yeah, I hear that.
Anyway,
hey, Mike.
Man, keep up the fight.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate you checking in. Freddie is calling from Miami. Freddie, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
Doing fine. How are you, sir?
Love your program. It just wants to. It just motivates the hell out of me, boy. When I listen to your voice, motivates the hell. Hey, Mike. A quick comment here on CNN. The Wolf Blitzer reported from. I guess he was televising a documentary from Iraq, specifically Baghdad, where they showed the Iraqis actually showing. Watching the debate on TV, there's a few Iraqis, and I guess they were watching Al Jazeera, and it was coming on live, I guess.
Uh-huh.
And I was just kind of wondering, do you suppose our boys over there, when they're not busy killing Iraqis, do you think maybe they saw the debate over there too, as well as their general and commanders? And what sort of impression did that leave on the military?
Yeah, I'm sure that some of our soldiers and Marines who are not trying to defend themselves, trying to dodge RPGs and roadside exploding devices and bullets and in other words, the guys who are back at their barracks or at their base, what have you, there probably were some Americans that watched it. I don't know what a soldier would think about the juxtaposition of John Kerry, a combat veteran, and George Bush, a combat coward.
Very good.
I don't know. I don't know. I know that had I served in combat, which I did not, there'd be no argument here. There'd be no argument. The only people I trust to make a decision about war are people who have themselves been in combat. And I've said that before. in over the course of my history in talk radio, you cannot commit young men and now young women to go die unless you have been there yourself and understand that war is not a joke. It's not a first choice. It's not anything that George W. Bush thinks it is. So I don't know what the soldiers and Marines in Iraq may have thought. I just know that I would have aimed an some kind of grenade at the television and blown into a million pieces when Bush came on.
Thank you, Mike. And a closing thought: don't blow up on the radio. I mean, sometimes I can feel you that you're going to go wild on this stuff, and most of us out here who are against the war really feel very much what you're feeling. So hang tight and hope for the best. But another four more years of the Bush crime family, this country just, we all couldn't tolerate this.
No.
I mean, it's affecting us psychologically, mentally, the whole nation as a whole. And also, a closing thought, because I know you got other callers. Here's a hypothetical question. Not too long ago, maybe last month or a couple of weeks back, mm-hmm. Mr. Putin sent a letter to the White House suggesting maybe that President Bush should get together with al-Qaeda and try to make some sort of a peace plan. Do you think maybe the Bush crime family is supporting the Chechen rebels?
Since
you can't attack Russia directly like we did with Iraq,
well, yeah, well, there's two parts to your question. I wouldn't be surprised the Bush crime family supported anybody that had a chance to work towards their end. But I think what Putin was doing, he was being sarcastic and ironic. He was saying anybody in the United States who doesn't understand what I'm up against with the Chechen rebels, invite al-Qaeda in to sit down and talk, which shows Putin is a lot like Bush. He's an authoritarian, if not a totalitarian. He comes out of the old KGB.
Yeah.
The Russian the Russian army has been torturing the people in Chechnya for maybe 200 years. This is a battle that predates the United States, and it's one that we don't know that much about. All we know is when these bastards go blow up a school and kill 300 kids, then you want to pick up a gun and kill every Chechen rebel. But there's more to it than that. You know what I'm saying?
Thanks,
there,
Mike.
There really is. All right.
Take care of yourself. Okay.
Oh, you bet, Freddie. Thanks for checking
bye-bye.
In. Appreciate it. Okay, we can't take another call because we only have about 30 seconds left before the music starts. So if we left you on hold again tonight, I do apologize. All right. Kick me, beat me, flail me, make me vote Republican. But I do apologize. I hope you have a good weekend. We'll be back Monday night for sure. And with more conversation. God. It's time to go home and have about six Jack Blacks and Coke and Coca-Cola and just kick back and watch the sun come up, I guess. Take care. I'll see you Monday night. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio. Have a great weekend, Kevin, Kenny, wherever you are. And I know where you are this weekend. You're in Stone Mountain, Georgia.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
This November, America's most important decisions will be made. You should be involved.
I care about education and national security.
You can go online to learn about the candidates and their positions at dnet.org.
I care about my mother's social security.
The League of Women Voters will help you learn what you want to know.
Count me in. I want to be a part of America's most important decisions.
This message brought to you by the League of Women Voters and the National Association of Broadcasters.
Air America News, I'm Noam Layden. Though it was nothing like what took place in 1980, the Mount St. Helens volcano in Washington State had a small eruption today. Mount St. Helens tours manager Dawn Smith says today's eruption was relatively calm compared to the one 24 years ago.
They're quite deadly in comparison today. I mean, today was just a burp in comparison to actually 1980.
The eruption began shortly after noon and lasted 24 minutes, spewing columns of white steam and gray ash. Police have identified the human remains found in a Salt Lake City landfill as those of Lori Hacking. Salt Lake City Police Captain Mark Peck says the remains were uncovered in a landfill that searchers have been digging through since July.
They called the investigators in. Investigators came in and did their job, and those remains have now been positively identified through dental records to be those of Lori Hacking.
Lori's husband, Mark, has been charged with killing his 27-year-old wife who was pregnant. Detectives think he shot her while she slept in her bedroom, then disposed of her body and the murder weapon in a dumpster. The day after the first head-to-head presidential debate, Senator John Kerry stayed in the battleground state of Florida to campaign. At a rally in Kissimmee, Kerry touched on key domestic issues. The Democratic nominee criticized the tax decreases that President Bush backed.
His tax cut relieved America of homeland security.
Meanwhile, President Bush going on the offensive following Thursday night's debate, speaking to supporters in New Hampshire. Bush chastised Senator Kerry's voting record on the war in Iraq.